Yes, it is about that time. 6:02 here on a Tuesday night, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you with an abbreviated run here. We have Sixers Wizards coming up at 7 o'clock right here on the Fanatic Live from the center. Brian Seltzer will take care of the pregame coverage from Sixers.com. Tom McGinnis on the game call, and we will be back after the game for In the Post, carrying you until midnight with your thoughts on the game. I'm sure some Eagles conversation will carry over into In the Post tonight from 10 to midnight after the Sixers mop up the floor with the Washington Wizards, we hope, tonight again. What's going on, y'all? Again, Devon Givens with you. Brian McLaughlin producing the show as we get into some Eagles conversation, of course, with the Birds now getting set for the game on the weekend, over the weekend, against the New Orleans Saints, who handed it to them during the regular season. And those guys really jacked up about the whole thing because they felt like the Saints ran a score up on them. They wanted a little revenge. They wanted the Saints. And here we are. And here we are again back in the postseason where we have that feel, where a lot of people have that feel of what's going on with this football team headed by Nick Foles and plenty of other people who I still don't think get enough love for the job that they've done. We know Nick Foles is going to get all the love, all the support, all the praise back on the cover of SI, of course, and Sports Illustrated, because of who he is and what he's been able to do and the fact that he has this thing hovering over him and now hovering over the team yet again. It kind of gets you to, when you listen to the phone calls and you read the tweets and you read some of the stories from the beat writers, and you get the sense that even the players again are saying, if you remember, Malcolm Jenkins and Nelson Aguilar, Brandon Graham speaking to Tim McManus, and Tim telling us on the show that they have that feel. They feel it again. If they get in, it's going to be a problem. Malcolm Jenkins saying, they let us in, we kicked the door down, it's a mistake, right? And Nelson Aguilar saying, if we get in, we're going to make some noise, we're going to be a problem, we feel really good. Do you guys, are you starting to get that feel again that this team, now winners of 6 of their last 7 games, last loss to the Dallas Cowboys in overtime on a tip ball that just happened to pop back up into the hands of Amari Cooper. Are you starting to get that same feel for this football team that you had last season? Now, last year at this time, we're preparing for the Atlanta Falcons because the Eagles were the number one seed. So a little bit different having to play the Chicago Bears in a wild card game, getting the win. But the joy and excitement from the 16-15 win over the Bears, the fact that it came off of a tip with the game-winning field goal by Cody Parkey, the game-winning field goal attempt by Cody Parkey, tip by a Philadelphia Eagle, and just the dramatics, the whole drama about everything that went into this football game. We were not there at that point last year because, right, we were sitting back watching everybody else do it. But it gave you something different. Brian, my producer, McLaughlin, again, pointed out the feel from the Atlanta Falcon game. The fact that it was a 15-10 live play type of game that had to win for the Eagles or the Atlanta Falcons, going to Julio Jones, good play by Jalen Mills, the ball sails out of bounds, you walk off, everybody's excited, we get ready for the NFC Championship game, right? But you had a good feel going into it against Minnesota after they took care of the Saints, right? This one's a little different. It's a little different. Yes, Carson Wentz gets hurt again. Nick Foles has to step in. But we had that 9-game winning streak. Sure, the Raiders, the Cowboys game at the end of the year, scratching our head. Is it time for us to be making another quarterback change because Nick Foles doesn't look good? Not the case now. Everyone wants Nick Foles in there. You're questioning Carson Wentz, which I don't want to get into. You're questioning Carson Wentz and all that he hasn't done and what Nick Foles is doing and confusing and this all crazy and can we just enjoy what's going on right now with the football teams? But then you start to, again, dive into what's going on the field, and you're saying, man, like the players, like some of the beat writers are putting out there, like the callers, like the people on social media, this has a similar type of feel of last year. Where now some of even the national people are saying, you know what? Hey, Nick Foles back under center. Things are different. It might happen again. Why does it might happen again? Because it has that feel again with this football team. So that's what we want to talk about during our little 45-minute run here before Sixers Wizards again, 7 o'clock tip here on the Fanatic. Are you starting to after this Bears game? Or maybe you felt this way after the game, the regular season finale against Washington. The Bears beat the Vikings. They let them in. Their mistake. And here we are again with that feel again, where you feel confident. You feel good every single week. Even though you're not supposed to go into New Orleans and beat the Saints next Sunday. You're not. You have no business beating them. They just cleaned your clock a couple of weeks ago in New Orleans, embarrassing you. And you have the audacity to think that you're going to go in there now, the number one seed, in that crazy dome, as tough as it is to play in that building, and you're going to go in there and win? No, you're not supposed to go in there and win. But the players are upset. Sean Payton ran up the score. They feel some type of way about it. Again, they have this type of walk, this different type of swagger where they're just shrugging their shoulders as they walk. They have this different feel about them going into New Orleans. Payback. We are the Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champions. We can go in New Orleans and beat them. We have the game plan to beat them. The Saints haven't played well over the past couple of weeks. Ending the season after they beat the Eagles. Dallas beat them. Close games against Carolina. They lost the season finale even though they didn't need the game. They got blown out. So, okay, you can forget that one. It's starting to have that feel again. I agree. Do you guys feel the same way about this football team as you did almost a calendar year ago? As things start to get underway in the postseason, you're still going on. You got a little luck that happened on Sunday. Are you starting to feel that feel one more time? 610-632-0975. Again, Sixers, Wizards coming up 7 o'clock right here on the Fanatic. Brian Seltzer with the pregame right around 6:50. So we'll take you up to about 6:45. Tom McGinnis on the game call. A little Sixers news. J.J. Redick out tonight with lower back tightness. Furkan Korkmaz right now looks like he's going to get the start at shooting guard. And it looks like Jimmy Butler will also be back as well tonight. So, you know, no John Wall for the Wizards. They have Bradley Beal, no Markieff Morris because of his injury. So you would hope that the Sixers get a victory tonight. And certainly, again, we'll talk about the boys on the floor or after the game on in the post until midnight. Right here on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Are you starting to get that feel yet again? That's what we're asking here during this portion of the show. We're going to run this quick break. We come right back. 25 minutes commercial free. So everybody that's there, we got you as soon as we get back right here on the Fanatic.
The fun given.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Alley-oop jam by Ben Simmons.
Sixers, Wizards. Tonight at 7. On your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Bob Cooney, and you've heard me say the FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and much, much more on any given day. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I think I might be taking St. Nick and our birds this weekend in New Orleans. And don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Bob. Just download the app to bet from anywhere from Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Bob and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit of up to $500. So download FanDuel Sportsbook now and start winning. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. People ask, what does this mean, I Hate Steven Singer? Well, it's mostly other jewelers that hate me. Why? Because we make the best Valentine's Day gift ever. It's a real long stem American Beauty rose, lavishly and deeply dipped in pure 24 karat gold. And they last forever. Can you imagine a beautiful flower, a real rose that is preserved forever in 24 karat pure gold? Our famous gold dip roses start at only $59. They arrive to your door in a magnificent gift box with your own personalized love note. There must be a catch, right? Nope. Free personalized love note, all guaranteed for life, for only $59. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com or call 888-IHateStevenSinger. Visit us at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. If this is your first Steven Singer rose, I suggest the red. If you're a returning collector, check out our newest premium color, only available at IHateStevenSinger.com. This is a gift she'll cherish forever.
At Armor Metals Recycling, we know how to take care of all your metal, wire, and computers. We help some of the largest companies in the area with their recycling needs. It doesn't matter if it's left over at a job site or left out on the curb. It's metal, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features easy tractor and trailer accessibility and 2 docks for unloading pallets, plus a 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, and a magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly take catalytic converters. Not more than 500 pounds of ferrous metals or wire. We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. You can trust at Armor Metals and Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices with the best customer service. Whether you need container service, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pensauken High School or at armormetals.com. Armor Metals and Recycling is your trusted recycling partner.
Attention landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is starting the new year right. Right now, switch to Comcast Business and get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 1/30/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Happy New Year from your friends at Vidian Chevrolet of Phoenixville, home of the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado. Shop VidianChevrolet.com today.
The first stadium residency ever continues. Friday, May 24th, Billy Joel at Citizens Bank Park, the record-breaking 6th consecutive year. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, January 10th at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday, January 11th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supplies limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
97.5 The Fanatics, Barzetta and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend on Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and sign your team up for a chance to play cornhole, as well as download free tickets to the event. That day's entertainment will be powered by All Around Entertainment, Philly's premier entertainment company, serving the tri-state area. Find them at allaroundentertainment.com or at 215-354-0124. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's go. 618, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you until 645. Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage. Sixers Wizards at 7 o'clock. So let's get started on the phone. 610-632-0975. Eagles right now. Again, as we all know, getting ready to take on the New Orleans Saints. 440 kickoff on Sunday. Once again, primetime game on Sunday. Are you starting to get that same feel as you had a season ago right around this time? 610-632-0975. Let's start off in Mount Airy with Dean on 97.5. What's up, Dean?
Going on, Devon. Hey, man, I'm a fan that's not ready to get reclined, you know, sitting there recliner massage chair yet. We don't have enough wins.
Not yet?
We don't have enough Super Bowl wins to even say that. And, you know, this is a big game this week. Saying that, I want us to win. And I think by us losing 47-7 against them, it gives us a lot of film of, and a lot of things that we have seen that we could work on to win. And saying that, I know a lot of people are saying about Nick and Carson, and I'm just going to add that briefly. Even though Nick is doing well, I still think it's like getting a guy who can repair can work the computer, but can't repair it if something go wrong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he's good. He threw a pick in the first. In the first quarter, but I wouldn't let Carson get out the door.
Well, and again, I think it really, Dean, is based off of what happens this postseason. Some already feel that with the win in Chicago, that Nick should get a chance to fight and compete for the starting job.
No.
And that's what it's going to be once more if they beat the New Orleans Saints. And depending how they beat the New Orleans Saints, if he lights up the Superdome, then you know you're really going to get that. And listen, man, we have plenty of time to get in on that and talk about that. Yeah, what's up?
I'm sorry, DeMar, but here's the thing. You know, people always, we look at the quarterbacks when whether they win or lose, but it's the whole team, that offensive line.
Hey, man, Dean, that's why I keep saying, listen, last week we did the show, man, and listen, right. Thanks for the call. Last week we did the show. We know Nick Foles is going to get all the love. He's the one that's going to be on Sports Illustrated's cover like he is this week. Because he's the quarterback and because he does things to help this team win. But there are so many others that are helping this team win. And when we did the show last week, that was our question. What others are doing and who else has stood out? The offensive line, the defensive line, individual players, Jim Schwartz or LeBlanc. Maybe, you know, he's gotten some votes and Rasul Douglas and on and on and on. Lane Johnson, all of these players, because everyone has had a hand in this. Everyone has contributed to the success that they've had over the last couple of weeks. It hasn't been just Nick Foles. And let's be perfectly honest, Nick Foles wasn't even that great the other day, but he just has this thing over him that hovers over him that the team wins. He's good. We know that. We all believe that. A lot of us believe that he's the starting quarterback in the league, and some even believe he should be the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. But again, we'll get into all that. There are a lot of contributing factors to why this team is getting ready to play yet again this weekend in the divisional round against the Saints, not just Nick Foles. And with that, again, him not having a great game this past weekend, yes, he had a game-winning drive, great throw to Golden Tate to give them the lead, but others are doing well. Others stepped up. Nigel Bradham has been quiet these past few weeks. Nigel Bradham was big on Sunday. Huge. So again, it kind of gives you that feel once again that this team is going to do some things very, very soon. Obviously, on Sunday. 610-632-0975. Seamus and Wallingford is next on The Fanatic. What's up, Seamus?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Back to your question. I can't say we're gelling, but I think we're getting close to gelling.
Yeah, just have that feel, man.
I got a feeling it's going to come. I'd have to say after the Saints game will happen.
Okay.
For me, personally, after watching this Bears game, I mean, I got to admit, the Saints, they got a good defense and offense, no question about it, but, you know, be honest with you, if I had a number one seed, I would have put the Bears as number one. I think, you know, with the Bears, they're just overall well-rounded team. They're like...
Well, they didn't earn it, so they didn't have that opportunity because they didn't earn it. The Saints earned it.
I know, they did. But the thing with us is, I think our only downfall, you know, it's just... I mean, we played a great game Sunday. I can't say anything about it, but the only thing I say we had a little trouble on was just a few times with our D-backs. You know, I think with Avante Maddox, there were a couple plays. You know, I can't say it was his fault personally. I think he just got ahead of himself.
You know, oh, yeah, biting on the double moves, nice pump fake by Trubisky to get him to bite, looking in the backfield. And even with the lack of help that Corey Graham gave, Seamus, thanks for the call, that allowed those big plays to happen. Listen, he didn't play well, Corey Grant. I mean, I'm not even going to say he didn't play well. In those particular plays on the double move where he bit a little bit, yes, you can pinpoint those because Allen Robinson was getting some big yardage off of it, and they were able to keep that drive alive. And again, with that standing out, you can point the finger at him and say, hey, you needed to be better. He's been really good. And the defense came up big yet again. They came up big yet again. Not on the final drive, because we all know that they drove right down the field and he got the help overall by the tip attempt on the field goal. But that secondary is playing way above where we thought they would be with the lack of experience that they have. From Douglas to Maddox to LeBlanc and anybody else, Sullivan, that they put out there, they're not supposed to be playing this good. But guess what? They're out there. And they're doing it. We're going to praise them. We're going to destroy them when they don't play well. And right now they are playing well. And we hope that they can play well going into the Superdome against Drew Brees and the Saints on Sunday. And by the way, again, the Bears, they didn't earn it. So they had to take that number three seed. And what they did earn was that early offseason by allowing the Philadelphia Eagles into the postseason instead of opting for Kirk Cousins, which they should have done. I'm sure they wish they did. Lamar in Philly joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Mar?
Yo, what's up, Devon? How you making out, man?
Good, man. Thank you.
Quick question, man. First and foremost, I just want to say that Foles was great Sunday, regardless of people saying he had a bad game. And that's not what I called.
I didn't say he had a bad game. I said he wasn't as good, and he was great on that final drive. He did stuff. He wasn't great overall.
I compare that to a night that Iverson will have 12 shots made for 36 shots that had 50 points, and people say
got to
great.
The free throw line. Okay,
yeah. But my thing is with Devon, all year long, I feel like the Eagles basically have had chances to win. But when your offense is constantly going three and out, and when you're down to New Orleans by 30 points, you ain't getting. I mean, now the guys have just almost accepted defeat. Now with Nick in there, I kind of feel like that the way you don't go three and out over and over and over and over again, I feel like the team feel like they got a fighting chance in any game.
Well, yeah, of course, man. 48-7 will humble you. And we've seen what they've done after that game, only losing then to the Dallas Cowboys and figuring out what they need to do to get back on track, which they have. And now they feel like, Mar, that they can go into New Orleans because, as they pointed out, Jason Peters says, we wanted them, we got them. And it's going to be a problem when they get there on Sunday. So let's hope that is the case and they come out of there with the win.
I want to give you one last point. The only downside that I'm worried about, and I called you all year, we talked about Jalen Mills, we talked about Rodney McLeod, who I bashed your boy back then. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer bashing any of the cornerbacks. I feel like they've all played way better. But the scheme, Devon, we got to win shootouts because the defensive scheme will not allow you to stop anybody.
Well, and you might be right, Mar. Thanks for the call, but Jim Schwartz has pressed all the right buttons. He has. Even when they have given up 30 points to the Houston Texans, and the offense has to pick up the slack, or the fact that they go into Los Angeles and only give up 23, and again, the offense picks up the slack, but the defense is holding their own. We can't expect them to go out there every time and pitch a shutout or go into Chicago, a tough environment like that, and only give up 15 points. The Saints are going to score more than 15 points. The offense is going to have to help out and make sure that they, again, give enough of a point total to come away with the victory. And you say, Devon, that's obvious, you need more points. Yes, but it doesn't have to be the offense. It could be the defense getting a score at the right time, whatever it might be. They just need the total group effort, obviously, to get more points on the board than the Saints on Sunday. I look at Jim Schwartz, Mar, and say that I have faith that he will, again, call the right game on Sunday. I was sitting there talking about Avante Maddox is the one that needed to shadow Tariq Cohen and not Malcolm Jenkins. What did he do? What does he do? He has Malcolm Jenkins again eyeing Tariq Cohen along with Nigel Bradham. I was wrong. It worked, but I was wrong. I thought you needed someone speedier, someone a little smaller and quicker to be able to keep up. He knows better than I, and it worked. And I think he'll, again, devise the game plan necessary to beat the Saints on Sunday. Will they execute it and do it? We don't know yet. But I have faith that he will go in again with the right game plan against Drew Brees and the Saints. 610-632-0975. We go to Langhorne next and Dennis on the Fanatic. What's up, Den?
Yo, Devon, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good. How about that that field goal I was talking to you about last week about Parkey?
Well, man, hey, a nice tip of the finger as well helps. It has to, right?
Yeah, no, it changes trajectory for sure. But also this week, Devon, I look at this week. I want to get your thoughts because I know the last game, meaningful game the Saints played was against the Steelers, which was 21 or 22 days ago, where the Steelers honestly should have won that game. It was a 31-28 final. The Steelers were up by four in that fourth quarter. But to me, Devon, it's more of a sense that this reminds me more of the college football teams where you have a bowl game and you don't play for 3-4 weeks. That first half, it takes time to gel as a team in that first half. And I think the Eagles need to take advantage of that. And if they do flip the coin and the Eagles do get the choice to pick, they need to receive the ball.
Right away.
Go out and score.
I agree.
You cannot let Drew Brees get that ball first and let him score 7 on
it. I agree.
It's devastating. So this is more of like, hey, get Nick the ball. I know Ben was 33 for 50, passed for 380 yards against that secondary 3 weeks ago. They lost to Dallas 2 weeks beforehand. They was a 12-9 game against Carolina the week before. So the Saints in the past 6 weeks haven't really blown out any other teams other than the Eagles. So to beat a team twice in the NFL, the revenge factor, the sitting and watching everyone else play, the Eagles have been playing a playoff game the last 4 weeks, game after game.
Forget about the last 4 weeks. They've been playing a playoff game. Dennis, thanks for the call. Longer than that, man, the way they had to get in there again, 6 of their last 7. And you're right, man, the way that you look at the Eagles game, 48-7, then they beat the Falcons 31-17. But after that, 13-10 with the Cowboys, the Buccaneers are the Buccaneers. They beat them 28-14, but with the Panthers, 12-9. Steelers, they win 31-28, and the last game of the season doesn't really factor in because they had already clinched the number one seed, but maybe there is a formula out there for the Eagles to look back over the film of the Cowboys, Panthers, and Steelers to look at something as to how they can beat or at least go out there and set up the game plan and try to beat the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, certainly a great offensive threat against the Philadelphia Eagles defense on Sunday. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. On the other side, our final segment before we get to Sixers basketball. Are you starting to get that feel with the birds yet again, as you did last year right here on the Fanatic?
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Alley-oop jam by Ben Simmons.
Sixers, Wizards. Tonight at 7. On your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Playoffs are here. Divisional round. They are a live dog against New Orleans. And all the games, right? Dallas and L.A. All the games going on. Kansas City. And you can bet on all of them at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's incredible. DraftKings Sportsbook special odds boost on some of the most popular sporting events every day with over $10 million in bets having been placed to date on DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey, and DraftKings based right here in the United States, not offshore, so you know your funds are safe and secure. As a special playoff bonus, new users will get their first bet matched up to $500. That's right, for a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC and sign up on DraftKings.com or on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC when you sign up, and DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements, only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost, and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah. Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach!
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello?
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
The Starlight Lounge presents an evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh. This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
In 1952, the U.S. government launched a top-secret investigation.
I'm Dr. Alan Enoch. We investigate unidentified aerial phenomena.
Codenamed Project Blue Book.
Our job is to provide a rational explanation for what the public sees and move on.
Our job is to find the truth.
From executive producer Robert Zemeckis, based on true events.
Hopefully we just discover something that might get us both killed.
Project Blue Book, new drama series tonight at 10, 9 central, only on History.
Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's, Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book, opening in January. Come watch and wager on your favorite sporting events, including the big game. Harrah's, Philadelphia. Bet, party, win, repeat. HarrahsPhilly.com.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Come in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns, and you listen to my cuz, Devon Givens, on 97.5, The Fanatic. V's up.
Oh, a little Villanova action tonight as well. Kale jumping in. 610-632-0975. Thank you, my man. 610-632-0975. Your guys' thoughts on if you have that feel about the Birds yet again. Last year, no wild card. You didn't have to. You got the number one seed. This year, you had to sneak in, win the wild card game in Chicago. Tough environment. Now you have to go to the number one seed, which you were last year, as the underdog yet again. What are they, like an 8-point underdog? Ah, no respect. Okay, no big deal. These players believe they can go into New Orleans and win, and I'm sure a lot of you do as well. That's why we're asking you, do you get that same type of feel as last year? Sure, it's different. You were the number one seed. You already felt good going in. Home field advantage. Nobody was coming to the link and winning on your field. But sometimes champions have to find another way to do it, and this will certainly be another way to do it. Let's go to Thomas in Westchester next on the Fanatic. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how's it going, Devon? How you been?
Good, man. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great after that game on Sunday. Hey, I'll tell you what, to answer your question, I don't quite have that world championship feel yet, I'll tell you what, I don't know how they're going to do it this Sunday. I really think they're a complete team. I think the last time they played an elite team with zero margin of error was probably the Patriots. And I think they match up very similarly to the Saints as they do the Patriots. We saw James White tear them up all game, Alvin Kamara, and, you know, the other backs for the Saints kind of do the same thing. But I'll tell you one thing. If they somehow pull this off against the Saints, they're unbeatable. I don't see them losing to another team that's still around.
So if they beat the Saints, then you'll have that feel again.
Yeah, if they pull it off against the Saints, Devon, mark my words, they will win the Super Bowl. I don't know how they're going to do it this week. I think Doug has a little bit of sharpening to do. I don't know what he was doing calling a screen on his own goal line this past week, but that was a play that stuck out to me. You can't be doing that against teams that are going to run.
And you know what's funny, Tom? Do we ever know how they're going to win? Because let's look back the last season, right? In the playoffs where they beat the Falcons and we thought that, oh, they would beat the Falcons and walk them up and down the field, defensive game. And you go into the Minnesota game thinking, oh, the number one defense is coming into the link, even though they're coming off of this emotional win. That's going to be a defensive effort, close game, but they'll both put points up. They blow them out. And then even in the Super Bowl, you're not going to get into a shootout with Brady. They get into a shootout with Brady and win. So we never know how they're going to win these games against these opponents. And what's it supposed to be in New Orleans? It's supposed to be a defensive game, maybe keep up with some points somewhere in the high 20s, early 30s. And it might, again, be a 20-17 win for whatever team it might be.
True, true. Yeah, good point. You never know with them. It's one of those things. But I really see it as being similar to the national championship game where you make a mistake early on and, you know, Alabama missed a field goal and that's all it took. Those things, you start chasing those points and your offense gets tired. You're on the field a lot, defense. So I just like to see them stop the run early on and be perfect on offense. I think that those are two big challenges for them this season.
Yes.
You know, with the things like, you know, holding calls and penalties and things like that, and also on the play call end. But I think if they can stop the run and BDN shows up this weekend, we'll be fine. But we'll see what happens. I'll get the feel on Monday if they win. I'll tell you what.
You got it, man. Well, make sure we hear from you next week if they do get that win and you have that feel, Tom. Appreciate it. My man, appreciate it. 610-632-0975. We keep it moving on the phones ahead of Sixers Wizards, 7 o'clock tip right here in the Fanatic. Brian Seltzer with the pregame right around 6:50. CJ in Mount Laurel is next on the Fanatic. What's up, my man?
What's going on, Devon? How are you, man?
What's happening, man? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I definitely wanted to check in. I was at that Chicago game this weekend.
Yes, you did mention you were going, yes.
Yeah, and for me, that's something big because I had went to the NFC Championship game when we played the Panthers years back, and I remember how bad that game was. It was like a slow death, losing that game after all day and the anticipation. So for me, you know, I had vowed to never go to a big game again because I never wanted to walk out of a stadium feeling like that.
Sure.
Sunday changed my viewpoint. Because having that opposite feeling of like coming into somebody else's house and, you know, taking their candy and being able to walk out with our heads held high and, you know, all the Eagles fans walking past all the Bears fans slapping hands at the end of the day, talking about Nicky Foles, talking about ski masks and things like that. I'm booking my trip now to New Orleans. So that game was great.
Confidence. Look at you.
Yeah, and there was a couple things. You know, I went into that game, and I had a lot of confidence because, you know, for one, I took an Uber to the stadium. And I think I texted you when I was in the Uber. The town, the city was like a ghost town. And they couldn't believe it was an hour before the game, and you couldn't find a Bears fan nowhere in sight. And I even asked the Uber driver, and he said, well, this was a Chicago Cubs game. And I said, okay, these guys aren't ready.
Right.
They weren't built for it. And then when we get into the stadium, in order to get into the stadium, they really have this, like they have these tunnels that you have to walk through. It's really probably like a fire hazard. And they have these tunnels, and you're indoors, and you're shoulder to shoulder, and it's a whole bunch of us. And if you're in Philly and you're in that situation, and you're an opposing fan, you should probably, you know, protect yourself and kind of be on your P's and Q's. We're in this kind of tunnel, jam-packed like sardines for 15 minutes. Do you know how many people from Chicago came up to me and said, are you from Philly? Oh, man, I love your city. Oh, the food is so great. Oh, I went there and visited the rest. I mean, they weren't even in game mode. And we took over that stadium. There were enough Eagles fans there that you can hear. I mean, our fight song, every time we scored, you would hear it. I think the Bears might have the worst fight song in the history of fight songs. They don't sing it. The words are 6-7 syllables long, and they have to put the words on the screen for people to even hear it. So, you know, that made me walk out of that game really proud to be an Eagles fan, and it gives me confidence. I think we're playing with house money now.
Okay.
Down in New Orleans.
Well, listen, man, and we're going to have to hear from you again after, hopefully, as you said, that win, man. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. I'll definitely be checking in with you. Let's keep it moving. Winston in North Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Winston?
Hey, what's going on? Just wanted to call about the whole Nick Foles thing. It's not a negative call. Nothing. Like, I'm happy that he's doing what he's doing. The team is making progress. But there's just been so much hate on Carson Wentz. People ready to get rid of him already. I just remember back in the offseason, Nick Foles had opportunity to go ahead and be a starter. He didn't want to be a starter. Now, the Eagles go on and win the Super Bowl. He might want to go out like John Elway. Nobody talking about that. He might just want to go ahead, get his two, and call it a career.
Well, I don't see that. I think he'll want to compete at some point and try to do some things like one more time as a starting quarterback before he gets out of here, as you said, to call it a career. I think he wants one more shot.
I mean, you know.
And I kind of agree with you. I thought he was a different kind of guy where he might want to do that. But, nah, man, he's going to want another chance.
I mean, either way, man, I'm just hoping for the best for the team, man. And it's about time, you know, it's Eagles turn, you know?
Absolutely. Hopefully they can get one more, man, against the Saints on Sunday. And we're talking about this one more time next week. Thanks for the call, man. They have something going on. They might have something going on. Winners of 6 of their last 7. And a lot of confidence going into this one on Sunday in New Orleans. North Philly, we head to check in with JP on the Fanatic. JP, what's happening, my man?
Devon, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, man, a lot of excitement, no doubt about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, on the Eagles' point, I think folks really need to have some apologies for Jason Peters, for Darren Sproles. They was tearing those guys apart in the midway through the season. Oh, these guys can't stay healthy. They should have never brought them back. They were telling Doug Peterson for bringing those guys back. And you see what Peters did to Khalil Mack? Shut that dude down. One-on-one, no problem.
Yeah, he did. But it was frustrating watching him come in and then leave, and he wouldn't see him again in a game. So it was valid, man. You can't take that away from people being frustrated.
It's part of the game. Injuries is a part of the game. As long as he's out for the season, I was fine with it. He come up in the crunch time.
Well, now, in the moment, no.
I was always comfortable with it. I was never killing this guy because he's always been there to make sure that our quarterback was standing up. He did his job, and now he's doing his job in the crunch time.
Yeah,
but I also want to make some points on his head coaching hires, because I'm at the point where I'm disgusted now. Uh-huh. Now that I'm seeing Kingsbury hire, I'm seeing LaFleur hire. Now I'm hearing Freddie Kitchens probably going to Cleveland. It's kind of comical to me, man. Kingsbury was just at Texas Tech for 6 seasons. He finished under 500, got fired. How do you get fired from Texas Tech and then have an NFL head coaching opportunity sitting right there in your lap?
Yeah,
for you?
Yeah.
How is that possible? How LaFleur had one of the worst offenses statistically this season. How do you have a head coaching opportunity waiting right there after 1 season as offensive coordinator?
Who would you like to see? Now, we all know the one name, David Shaw, right? Where everybody knows, but he keeps turning jobs down. Who else would you like to see get a shot?
I don't have any specific candidates off the top of my head. What I do understand is when Roger Goodell came in as the commissioner, there were more the number of head coaches that were minority candidates were more than double than what are currently slated.
Yeah.
What, we have two now with Ron Rivera, Mike Tomlin. I'm not even sure who's even left.
No, and Lynn is still out there in San Diego.
Oh, in San Diego.
Yes.
Well, Los Angeles,
whatever it is. Yeah. So and I hear you, man. Listen, and you know, listen, JP, I agree, man. You want to see more. Thanks for the call, man. And you want to see that diversity out there, and the commissioner said it. They want this. The Rooney Rule is there for a reason. The Rooney Rule is there for a reason. So you do get frustrated when so many guys are passed over, but they have to go out there and earn these jobs as well. And they're doing it just like they're supposed to do it. Why are they not getting the calls? We don't know, but hopefully we start to see a little more both in the front office roles and as the head coach. Brian McLaughlin, thanks so much for producing the show. Coming up next, Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com with the pregame coverage live from the center. Sixers Wizard, Tom McGinnis with the game call. After the postgame show with B. Seltz, it'll be you and I until midnight as we go in the post Sixers Wizards version. And I'm sure some Eagles talk as well. So we'll talk to you after the game. Enjoy it. Sixers Wizards coming up next on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
We'll definitely take that win. 97.5, The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast. Devon Givens back with you in the post until midnight. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. Great job by Tyler Zuli, of course, handling the Sixers' duties as the 76ers picked up their 27th win of the season, improving to 27-14 on the year. And a huge, huge night from rookie Landry Shamet tonight against the Wizards, winning 132-115, as Brian Seltzer just said, of Sixers.com. This is the first night of a back-to-back home-and-home situation. The Sixers Wizards will go right back at it tomorrow in Washington. And, of course, you can hear that right here on the Sixers Radio Network, 97.5, The Fanatic. And it was a big win. They got this one out of the way early in the second quarter, 32-29 after one, 36 points for the Sixers in the second quarter, winning that quarter by 20, 16 only for Washington, and the Sixers just walked away with it at that point. Nothing that the Washington Wizards did at all. It didn't matter at all. This game was already out of hand, and it was good because they do get on the train tonight, or maybe they fly. I don't know what they're doing. They go to Washington tonight to get ready for tomorrow, and you rest everybody in the final quarter. You give everybody a break. 27 minutes, 44 seconds was the high for the starters. That was Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler right behind him, 27 minutes and 34 seconds, and everyone in the starting lineup was fantastic. Yes, at times you want more from Wilson Chandler, where he might give you 15 on any given night. But they didn't need him tonight. He only had 2 points, gave you 5 boards, 3 assists, no turnovers in his 22 minutes and 35 seconds. That's fine. That's okay. Right? Because you got what you got from Landry Shamet off the bench. 29 points, a Sixers rookie record, 8 of 14 from deep. For Landry Shamet, 8 of 15 overall from the floor, connecting on all 5 of his free throw attempts, 29 points, 23 minutes, and 38 seconds. At one point, he was so hot, I think he was like 8 of 10. And Joel Embiid, during a dead ball situation, I believe it was a free throw for the Washington Wizards, Joel Embiid just walked up to Landry Shamet. You know how you feel your kid's head, see if they have a fever or something? And that's exactly what Joel Embiid did, checking on Landry Shamet to see if he had some sort of fever, because he was so hot from behind the three-point line and tuned to a rookie record, 8 of 14 from behind the three-point line, 8 made, 29 points for him, a career high, the rookie out of Wichita State. Now, here I am as the general manager, and I like Landry Shamet, and a lot of the projections, the mock drafts, if you will, had Landry Shamet going in the first round, somewhere in the teens, late lottery, right after the lottery, nice young point guard coming into the NBA, can shoot it a little bit, as a point guard in this league? Is he going to be a starter? Is he going to be a backup player? Landry Shamet, I had no idea that he could shoot this way. Now, we know he's not going to shoot this high percentage every time he steps on the floor. No one does. Kyle Korver doesn't. J.J. Redick does not. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they do not. Not all the time. But, man, coming in, and when they selected him, you're like, okay, this is going to take T.J. McConnell's minutes as a backup point guard. Not just take his minutes as the first guard off the bench, but as a backup point guard. That's not what Brett Brown and company had envisioned for Landry Shamet. They saw him as a shooting guard, a J.J. Redick-like type player. And that's the one that he studies under and trying to mimic everything that J.J. Redick does. They stay late together and work on their shots. They work together quite often during the pregame routine stuff. You'll see J.J. Redick come out. Sometimes you'll see Landry Shamet come out with him or right before him. They have the routine set up where the coaches have the guys come out. That guy can shoot. And I did not know he could shoot this well. And he, I believe, leads the rookies, I think, in total, made three-pointers on the season so far. And that's not a bad thing to have on your team. When we talk about lack of shooting with this basketball team, we really speak of it from the wing position. Not just the guard position, but the wing position. And it is certainly helpful. While he may not be Marco Bellinelli, and I'm not going there, it is helpful to have someone that can shoot the way Landry Shamet does. He's had his nights where he's gone 1 of 8, 1 of 9, 1 of 10. He and Mike Muscala fighting for that title for the night. 0-4 or 1-4, a big number. But we've also seen him just have nice nights overall. He's athletic. He runs off the ball. He's a team player. He's an unselfish player. He, again, moves without the ball. We've seen him plenty of times duck in and get something moving along the baseline for an easy dunk or an easy layup. Oftentimes, we'll see him also connected with one of the other players for an alley-oop dunk on a backdoor situation. Landry Shamet is a nice overall player. We've had him on Sixers and 60. I spoke to him media day where we had the video out there with him. He is just a good guy, comes in there simply to do his work, and did he do that tonight to the tune of 29 points. So if you're leaving the arena, if you're leaving the center tonight, some of you probably left a little early because it was a blowout. 132-115 was the score. Sixers improved to 27-14 on the year, beating the Washington Wizards again 132-115. Now they head to Washington for the second night of a home-and-home situation, and hopefully they can duplicate what they put out there tonight on that floor. A nice overall performance, a great team performance, shooting 55.7% from the floor, 51.5% from the field, from behind the three-point line, and an overall great night by sharing the basketball with a total of 39 assists, which I believe is also a center floor record for the 76ers and a season high for the team this year. And we always talk about it. I know. You say, Devon, you always say the same thing about the assists and the made field goals. Yep. And they did it again, and they got the win. 39 assists on 49 made baskets. That's damn good. Sharing the basketball. You share the basketball, a lot of things come easier. And that was the case tonight, especially when Landry Shamet is shooting the way he is. Ben Simmons is looking for him at every opportunity that he got. And they did this tonight with no J.J. Redick, who was out with lower back tightness, missing the game. So again, if you're leaving the arena, leaving the center, Sixers win 132-115. Your overall thoughts on everything that took place tonight at the center in the win, 132-115 over the Wizards, 610-632-0975. Or if you're at home and you had a chance to listen on the radio, or if you're at work and you had a chance to listen on the radio, however you heard the game or saw the game and heard the game and you want to talk about what happened tonight, seems like the Sixers were off for a little while, right? They played Saturday. They beat Dallas. It seems like they were away for a bit. Tuesday night basketball. Give us a little tiny break from the Eagles, which we will talk about again tonight on this part of this show. But a nice win over this John Wall-less Wizards team, which I think everybody knows I like more. 610 632-0975. They were led by Bradley Beal with 28 for the Sixers. In the starting lineup, Ben Simmons, 17 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, 8 of 15 from the floor in 27 minutes and 44 seconds, a team high in minutes. He only had 2 turnovers on the evening. Furkan Korkmaz, as mentioned, J.J. Redick out with the lower back tightness. All right. Furkan Korkmaz steps right in, gives you 16 on 5 of 9 from the field, 3 of 7 from deep in 24 minutes of play, 4 assists as well for the second year man. Joel Embiid manning the middle as he normally does with a quiet 20 and 10, 23 minutes and 46 seconds, 8 for 13 from the floor, 3 turnovers on the night, 1 block shot, 4 assists for the All-Star center. Nice night for the big man. Quiet work by him. He can get back at it tomorrow and go to work in D.C. And Jimmy Butler, first game back after having a couple of nights off due to a little bit of an injury that he had. How about this line? 8 of 9 from the floor for Jimmy Butler in 27 minutes and 34 seconds for 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 3 turnovers. Not a bad night for his comeback, and not a bad night when everybody is talking about the article that came out in ESPN.com about him not getting enough touches. How about 8 for 9? Get a couple of dunks, get a couple of shots early, get him going. 1 3-pointer contested early at 11 quick points in the, well, I believe, what did he have in the first quarter? 11 points in the first quarter. He was perfect from the floor in the first quarter, 1 of 1 from 3 with 2 steals. And that's a nice way to start off tonight for Jimmy Butler. So again, if you're leaving the center or you are at home and want to chime in on the Sixers' win tonight, they've been off for a little bit, it seems. 132-115, improving their record to 27-14 on the season. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. We are broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast, Devon Givens in the post with you until midnight. My man Brian McLaughlin producing the show. We got you covered with the Sixers beating up on the Wizards. In the post, we'll also get you caught up on the Flyers once that game ends. And certainly we will not forget about the Philadelphia Eagles, who got some help from the post on Sunday. Even though it was tipped, it still hit the post. We are in the post until midnight. 610-632-0975. We start off in Jersey with Brian in the post. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Devon, love the show, man. First time calling, man. Just want to get
you
a couple points.
Appreciate
and,
that.
Yeah, it's great, man. I love listening to it. Kiss me hearts. But, you know, back to my point and a couple of questions for you. Listen, we're a young team, Philly. We're getting there. We're not going to win this year. The Warriors are going to win. It's hands down. Let us grow. Let them get there. I hate it myself, team. And dribble to the foul line and just look at the pass. You're 6'10", man. Shoot it. Now, Jimmy Butler. Come on, Jimmy. We're winning. Stop complaining. You're not putting up 25 points a game. I get it. We're winning team basketball. That's what we want to see, right?
Yeah, you want to see team. Hey, man, listen, Brian, how many times again do we talk about the fact that you can share the basketball like this, 39 assists on 49 made baskets? Team basketball right there.
I love it. And also, just a quick question. What do you think we can get a package out of from Zaire and maybe Markel? Maybe a couple picks. What do you think? Maybe think we can get Bradley Beal for that?
Everybody wants Bradley Beal. I know, man. I don't know that Washington will want to do something like that. Brian, I believe they would try to move on from John Wall first. Thanks for starting off the show in the post here tonight after a Sixers win, 132-115. I really believe that they would really want to keep Bradley Beal and try to figure out a way to build around him, move John Wall if at all possible. Now, we know it's difficult due to the fact that John Wall has the injury and he continues to be injured every single season. It's going to be tough to move him and that money that is strapped to his back. Nobody in the league is really going to want to take on that kind of money, that type of problem, potentially in the locker room, and the fact that he can't stay healthy. If they cannot move him, then maybe they will have to look to move Bradley Beal and get some pieces back and rebuild with John Wall or whatever it is. I don't know. Would I love to have Bradley Beal on this team? Absolutely. No question about it. But for right now, they are still in the playoff hunt. They are trying to continue to do that instead of getting ready for a rebuild. And I don't think that he's going anywhere. They are 3.5 games out of the 8th spot in the Eastern Conference. Are the Washington Wizards? They're not trying to do anything right now. They're going to try to win right now. 610-632-0975. Sixers again victorious over the Washington Wizards 132-115 as I get a text. It says, no chance in hell someone takes John Wall's contract. I agree. That's why I said they'll try. It won't happen because it's too much. That man is going to make like $40 million in 4 years. $40 million. Can't stay on the floor. And I think people know how I feel about John Wall. Connor in Newtown is next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Connor?
Hey, Devon. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Nice win tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I want to talk about the whole Jimmy Butler fighting with Brett Brown.
Yeah, go for it.
First of all, I think the media completely blew it out of proportion. Like, I've seen that teams have, like, talked to the Sixers about trades, and I think that's just, like, ridiculous. I think Jimmy Butler, I think that's part of, like, I think he's honestly right. Like, I think he needs more touches.
I agree.
The guy before, I think it was kind of a contradiction. He said the Sixers aren't going to win, and he also said Jimmy Butler should stop complaining because they're winning. But I think Jimmy Butler, I think realistically, Jimmy Butler's a better scorer than Ben Simmons, and he's more of a asset, like, when it comes to, like, if you need a basket, because Ben Simmons has shown he can't shoot. So I really don't think he's, like, wrong to ask for more shots and to freak out, because I think he just, like, I think snapping, like, I don't know exactly what happened, but...
Yeah, none of us really know what took place in there. The report said what it said from ESPN, that they had a heated discussion, and Brett Brown acknowledged that from time to time it does get loud in there, but that's their way of communicating, and he's okay with it. I don't have a problem with Jimmy Butler expressing his frustration with lack of touches. Oftentimes we see him standing in the corner, and he's not Robert Covington. He is Jimmy Butler, who can shoot the three, but is more of a slasher, a cutter, someone who can take his defender off the dribble and get more involved that way. And some of the stuff backdoor as well, the lobs from a great passer like Ben Simmons, he's a valuable piece to this team, and wasting him, if he's standing in the corner, is definitely wasting him. Now, he is on the move a lot, and he already stated that he can play in this offense that Brett Brown likes to run, but he also should get some of those isolation touches to get him going.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, honestly, like, he works as hard as anybody out there, and you know he's going to give everything he has. I think he kind of deserves that right to – he's an all-star caliber player. I think he deserves to have that right to say, like, I need the ball. And also, real quick, I don't know if I have enough time. I'd like to talk about, like, the whole J.J. Redick last shot versus Jimmy Butler thing.
Oh, from last week? What was it, last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, like, I think the best play would just be a pick and roll between Butler and Embiid.
Yeah, that's the easy one.
The forward.
And we've seen that work already, Connor. Thanks for the call, man. But again, I don't mind a pick and roll with Ben Simmons because, again, it is a pick and roll, not a pick and pop. So if you do that with Ben Simmons, we've seen where Ben Simmons has rolled to the basket and has been a recipient of a Jimmy Butler pass for an easy bucket, a dunk, layup, whatever it might be. It's not far-fetched to ask for that. The only concern there is, do you want that type of play for Ben Simmons, knowing that he doesn't shoot a high percentage from the free throw line? That's the only question. But if I'm giving, if Jimmy Butler's coming up to set a pick for a pick and roll with Ben Simmons, or pick and pop, where at least he steps out just a couple of feet away, gets the ball, still has time to operate for himself, or to hit Ben Simmons diving to the basket, rolls to the basket. I don't have a problem with that either. It doesn't have to be a jump shot from J.J. Redick. It doesn't have to be a jump shot from Joel Embiid. It could be a roll man, Ben Simmons, to the basket from Jimmy Butler. No problem there. And it's something that they're going to learn from. I like that it's happening now. We're talking about game number, 41 for this team right now? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with some things coming out right now, voicing the frustration, because by the time the end of April gets here, the Sixers are in the top three in the Eastern Conference. They've already made their additions via trade or buyout period. They are who they are. We know what type of team we're going to get. I was reading something from Mark Stein pointing out how a Western Conference scout doesn't believe that the Boston Celtics are going to really ever figure things out the way they should because they have too much talent, and it's one of those my turn, your turn type of deals, and it hurts the flow of the offense. He's worried. He's saying that the Sixers are the team that people need to worry about. Yes, Jimmy Butler asked for the basketball, but he's a problem. Joel Embiid is a beast. Ben Simmons is already a monster. J.J. Redick is a bona fide sniper. And T.J. McConnell, this is the quote from the scout, T.J. McConnell is better than people give him credit for because of all the things that he does, because you can't stop him hitting from that pull-up jumper from the elbow left to right wing, left to right at the free throw line extended for T.J. McConnell. So they have the eyes of the NBA. They have the eyes of the fans here. They have the eyes of all of us here in town, and that's why we are so passionate and reactive to a lot of things that the Sixers do and do not do on the basketball floor. These things will work itself out. Is Jimmy Butler the perfect fit? No. This is why when we spoke about, obviously, LeBron James, but Paul George last year, before Jimmy Butler and Paul George were traded to Minnesota and Oklahoma City, respectively, we talked about, oh, I like them both, but I like Paul George much, much better as a fit with this basketball team. And that remains the same. However, Jimmy Butler's here now. It was the right deal to be made. It's game number 41. They have 40 to go, and they have plenty of time to figure things out, and this will work itself out. Okay? All right. 610-632-0975. This is In the Post. I'm Devon Givens with you until midnight. Sixers win 132-115 over Washington, picking up their 27th win on the season. Again, 41 games in the books, 27-14 now on the season. And they sit currently in the fourth spot in the East, a half a game behind the Indiana Pacers. And this thing is far from over, so let's not worry. But nights like this, where they get help from Landry Shamet, and it doesn't have to be Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, or Ben Simmons really going off to get a win, to secure a win, it's nice to see the contribution from someone else snapping on the Wizards tonight. 29 points for the rookie guard, Landry Shamet, off the bench in 23 minutes and 38 seconds. We're talking about that and what you saw at the game tonight, if you're leaving the center. Again, 610-632-0975. Your thoughts from home or at work on the Sixers' victory over Washington, 132-115. Quick break. We come right back. We get right back on the phones in the post until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic welcomes 2019 by bringing back the 5K a day big green giveaway. Five times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000.
And a chance to qualify for $10,000.
Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter the keyword on the Fanatic app.
Or at 97.5thefanatic.com.
This is a Beasley Media Group nationwide contest. Complete rules available at 97.5thefanatic.com. 97.5 The Fanatic's 5K a day big green giveaway.
Brought to you on 97.5 The Fanatic by TurnersvilleJeep.com. The Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer.
So you've heard me say that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'm taking St. Nick and our birds this weekend in New Orleans. And don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Natalie. Just download the app and bet from anywhere from Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Natalie and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund in site credit of up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now and start winning. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Hey, Chase Martinez wishing you a happy new year from Window Nation, and there's something to be very happy about this new year. It's Window Nation's triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal. You'll also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for many new years, years to come. So start this year with Window Nation windows for an inviting, warm, cozy, and comfortable home. But the triple zero sale ends soon, so visit windownation.com today for zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months. On top of that, you'll get $200 off each window with no minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save for new years to come. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello.
Your choice, zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah, zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice, zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach.
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello.
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows, especially during cold and flu season. A nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Sports Talk, West Grove, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is TJ McConnell of the Philadelphia 76ers. You're listening to Vaughn Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, and that is 1021, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens. Thank you, TJ McConnell. Nice night from TJ off the bench tonight. 22 minutes and 37 seconds. 4 of 7 from the floor. 5 assists. 4 rebounds. 4 9 points for TJ McConnell. And again, hitting a few tough jumpers from his spot somewhere on that free throw line extended area or the baseline where he fades away a little bit. Lean in jumper. Still can't stop it. We even asked him about it on the air. And it's not like I'm giving out state secrets or anything. It's what he does. It's on the scouting report and they still cannot stop it. So again, TJ McConnell, nice night off the bench. And thank you, TJ, for those kind words. 610-632-0975, Devon Givens. And of course, Brian McLaughlin producing the show. Back to it on the phone, 610-632-0975. If you're leaving the arena, have some thoughts on the game, hit us up. If you're at home and you had a chance to watch and listen, or at work and you finally get a break and you want to share some thoughts on the game, Landry Shamet with a career-high 29 points, 8 made three-pointers on 14 attempts, and no J.J. Redick tonight. So between Furkan Korkmaz and Landry Shamet, you were able to connect for 11 of 21 from behind the three-point line at your shooting guard position. Not a bad night. Let's go to Cabe, who is actually leaving the game, leaving the center right here on in the post. What's going on, Cabe?
How you doing, sir? Yeah, we just left the game. I really like what I saw out there. It might be a little out of the ballpark take, but I really think we're the team to beat in the East when we're playing like how we do. When we turn the ball over, not a lot. How we did tonight, I think we can go really far, but I hear a lot of the complaining about Jimmy Butler. I don't, that's not even the All-Star break yet. We just got him. It's barely been a month. I think once we give him some time to gel, I think we can go deep. I'm not really, the only team I'm really worried about is the Boston Celtics, but I saw the stat last week, we were like 39-4 at home. I mean, once they come to Philly, I'm really excited to see how we play against them. I think we got unlucky at Christmas with our turnovers, but when we can keep our turnovers low, I don't think there's a team in the East that can really beat us.
Well, listen, here's the tough part. First of all, Toronto is a tough matchup, Gabe, for the 76ers. Milwaukee does not get enough credit for what they've done thus far, only a game back of the Toronto Raptors. So I think we can here's the thing, Kate. We can like what the 76ers do while the other teams are also playing well. This conference right now is a five-team conference, period. Raptors, Bucks, Pacers, 76ers, and the Celtics. That's what they are right now. And, yes, you'll get the other three that make the postseason, but I don't want to go – if you like them, I'm not trying to, you know, pour water on everything and douse it the flame of how you feel about this team. I just don't think yet that they are there where you can sit there and say that they're going to beat the Raptors or the Bucks, Pacers, or Celtics for that matter. I think it'll be a good series no matter which team they face in the second round. You just hope it's not the first round where they get stuck in the 4 or 5 spot facing one of those teams.
Yes, I don't think we would make it out of the first round if we got stuck with a Boston Celtics 7-game series at home versus them. However, I feel like we could go pretty deep if we avoid them until the conference finals. I think we're a Ben Simmons jump shot away from the NBA championship as well. But I hear a lot of people talking about trading for Bradley Beal and other people. I think as long as we develop the talent we have, I think Landry Shamet was a great pick at 28. He's like the Kyle Kuzma of last year's draft, although they're different.
Well, yeah, they do different things, and they impact the game differently. Thanks for the call, Kay. Really appreciate it. Glad you enjoyed the game at the center tonight. And as I pointed out, I had no idea that he could shoot this way. I knew he could shoot. I've seen him at Wichita State. They've been having a nice run over the past couple of years. Greg Marshall is a very, very, very good coach, and he puts guys into the league. We know about Fred VanVleet, Ron Baker. Here we have Landry Shamet here. They have players, okay? They have players, and we know that they are sound basketball players. They're fundamentally sound players. They know how to play the game. I just didn't know he could shoot like this. And great job by the Sixers for identifying him as that shooter and not necessarily the point guard. Again, when they selected him in June's draft, I assumed that he was going to be a backup point guard for this basketball team. But nope, we haven't even seen him have any backup point guard duties yet because TJ McConnell had it. Markelle Fultz was also playing point guard when he was healthy and available. Meanwhile, they've given the opportunity for Landry Shamet to come in and again, just mirror what J.J. Redick does. Follow what he does. Go out there on the floor. Give him the same plays. Brett Brown talks about it. Landry Shamet has talked about it multiple times. Giving him the same exact plays that they give J.J. Redick when he's not in the game. And that's just a credit to Landry Shamet as well for going out there and executing the same way. Not just executing. He's got to knock down the shots. And he does. He does not take bad shots. He gets good looks. Takes the same looks, takes the same shot, square to the basket. Sometimes, you know, he kicks his leg out a little bit. But that's just because he's moving in that fast motion, coming around these picks like J.J. Redick, and he just gets off a good shot. And tonight, you saw that with the hard work he's just simply doing, constantly working 8 of 14 from behind the three-point line, 8 of 15 overall from the field for Landry Shamet with a team-high 29 points, a career-high 29 points, and a rookie record, 8 made three-pointers for a 76er player at the center. And I believe, if off the top of my head, I think it's, and maybe Seltz said it as well during the postgame show, I walked away a couple of times. Dana Barros, I know, had it. J.J. Redick, I already know, has hit it multiple times. 8 three-pointers made in the game. Willie Burton, when he went off for that 55 way back when in the early 90s, he had 8 three-pointers. And that's all I can think of right now. That's all I can think of right now. But, hey, that's good company for a rookie in game number 41 on the season. 610-632-0975. And again, remember, J.J. Redick out tonight with lower back soreness. Maybe he'll be ready to go tomorrow. But you did get from both Furkan Korkmaz, who started for J.J. Redick, and Landry Shamet, 11 made three-pointers on the night. Not bad. 11 of 21 from behind the three-point line, 50% between the two guys. Back to the phones. Dan is in the post on 97.5. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's good, Devon? How are you?
Doing great, man. Always good to talk about a win.
I was not expecting a Willie Burton reference.
Ah, you like how we just pulled that one out of there?
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing, man. I got a point, and I have a question for you. I mean, the point is, so we were down there tonight, me and my son, it was a
we get down a couple times a year, but it was Christmas and all that, so we got some really good seats for about 8 rows off the court, something like that. So I say that to say this is the first time I've really seen Ben Simmons that close. And for, I get that the guy needs a jump shot, and in certain situations he gets exposed. But until you see the guy up close, the combination of skill and speed and size, he's unbelievable, man. Like, there's nobody, I mean, it's ridiculous the way he sees the floor. I mean, so everybody that wants to rag on him or trade him or whatever, he is a special, special player.
He has 17 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds for Ben Simmons. Only 2 turnovers tonight for him, Dan, in his 27 minutes and 44 seconds of play. And we all know, listen, we just want him to be overall complete, great player, and that's why a lot of people, I believe, get as frustrated as they do, because it's glaring that he doesn't shoot. They leave him open. He doesn't do it. And as you pointed out, you look at the stat line and you say, man, why am I complaining about what he does when I just see him do what he does?
Well, there were 2 plays tonight that really stood out to me, and one was on defense. I mean, you just see the way he can move his feet, and he can guard. I mean, the guy's entirely switchable, I think almost 1 through 5. Just incredible feet, and I feel like he's playing at about 75% speed most of the time. And when he kicks into that gear, man, it's beautiful to watch. My question for you is this. I mean, I think everybody would agree that they need more help off the bench. In your opinion, do you think it's coming from, I don't think it's a trade, but do you think it's buyout, or do you think, you know, one of these young guys might develop? And I'll hang up and let you go. Have a great night, man.
Thanks, Dan. I'm glad you and your son had a good time, man. I really believe that it's going to be a buyout situation, similar to what we saw last season with Bellinelli and Ilyasova. There was something out there on ESPN where they pointed out maybe like a certain buyout candidates or things of that nature. And I know Jeremy Lin and Dewayne Dedmon were 2 names from the Atlanta Hawks that will potentially be candidates out there. Would you have interest in that, depending on, Brian, as you just pointed out, if something happens with the Washington Wizards, would there be a case where they decide to move on from some of their players? Maybe Trevor Ariza again is bought out because they don't have anything, but I find it hard to believe they would do that simply because they made a trade and gave up pieces like Otto Porter and, you know, whatever, with Austin Rivers, but he's in Houston right now playing okay. Anyway, they're going to be, Dan, I think, for both you and your son, I think there will be, during the buyout period, where the 76ers will probably make the most noise. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they have on the roster that would net you anything that you really feel like you need. If we talk about Markieff Morris once he's back healthy, if he's healthy enough and you try to get him from the Washington Wizards, what are you giving up? I mean, it's going to have to involve a pick. And the only one that you really value is the 2021 pick that you got from the Phoenix Suns in the Mikal Bridges trade. Is Zaire Smith going to do something for you? Probably not, even though Elton Brand has pointed out that he expects to see him on the floor this season. I don't know if he said he expects to see him in a Sixers uniform, but maybe about the Blue Coats. Anyway, right?
Zaire.
Markelle Fultz. You would think, Dan, that that's a buyout candidate, not a buyout candidate when it actually happens, but just that jolt. Again, like we saw last year, where he gives you that injection of life, but he has to be right in order for you to do that. And we'll get an update again from the TOS situation for Markelle Fultz at some point in the coming weeks. And I don't think you're going to see a lot of Jonah Bolden. Maybe Shake Milton is on a 2-way contract, so he can only play but so much between the big club and the Blue Coats. So I don't know what you have in terms of trade value, and I think that it's really going to come, Dan, from the buyout period like we saw last year, Bellinelli and Ilyasova type of situation. 610-632-0975. And I would have to scour the rosters again to see what could potentially be out there for the 76ers. 610-632-0975. Todd and Chester is in the post next on the Fanatic. What's up, Todd?
Yo, what's going on, man? What's good?
Oh, man, it's always good, man. Always good after a win.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I was down there tonight. My son's birthday was Sunday, so we went down there tonight for the game.
Happy birthday to my man.
And I will pass that on. Thank you, sir. What I saw tonight was something I've been telling people for a minute, that I think Shamet is going to slide into that role that they had for Markelle Fultz. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that Shamet is a better athlete than Markelle, because we've seen the tape. We know athletically that they're on two different levels. However, Shamet is a shooter. And one of the most encouraging things I saw was after he had scored his 29, he was in there with the second squad, and he had a chance to put up another shot and gave up his shot.
Yes, he did.
For an open Shake Milton in the corner, even though he missed it.
Uh-huh.
So to me, that shows me a level of humility that we're going to need going forward. But, you know, my thing is this. Everything that we need, because my whole thing is, let's beat Boston. Like, I'm not scared or worried about any team in the East, those top five tier teams you were talking about, except for Milwaukee, because I just think that the Greek Freak is a matchup nightmare at any level.
Yeah, they have a lot of versatility on that team.
Yeah.
A lot of nice pieces, and I'm a biggest Chris Middleton fan in this area, so he does a lot of good work.
So that worries me. However, you know, you were saying that there was reports about Boston, they won't be able to get their town together. Listen, as long as Kyrie Irving is in the building and the game is close, they're always going to have a chance to be in. However,
I disagree with that, Scout, but I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now that we have Mr. Butler, now we got somebody, we have a next-level defender that can go against him. Now, he's embarrassed some other next-level defenders, but at least now, you know what I'm saying, I think as far as defender on closer, we're pretty even as far as that goes. And the rest of it is a wash, I think. So I think we got what we need, you know, because everything is a level. You know, the first level was getting through those first 4 years of laying the foundation. So now Brett Brown is treating them like men and expecting them to do managed things in this last year and going into this year. And the next level is to beat Boston or whoever it is in the second round. Once we get to that level, then we can worry about conference finals and championships. I agree with like three callers back. Like, we're not going to win it this year. However, I do expect them to go past the second round.
That,
whoever we play.
You have to improve from last season. You cannot go in there, Todd. Thanks for the call. And again, happy birthday to your son. You cannot go into the next year, get into the postseason, and do exactly what you did a season ago. That's not an improvement on the year, especially when you add a talent like Jimmy Butler. The goal and the expectation is not only the Eastern Conference Final, but the NBA Final representative for the East, period. That's the expectation. Can't go into the first round, beat up on the Charlotte Hornets, beat up on them in five, give them a game, Kemba Walker, win them a game, get into the next round, and as tough as Indiana and Boston and Milwaukee and Toronto are, you can't get stuck in that situation where you're going to lose in the second round like you did last year. No, you have Jimmy Butler now. Expectations are raised. They're higher. And you do not want to be in that 4-5 spot where you get caught up with the Boston Celtics, the Indiana Pacers, the Milwaukee Bucks, who fall as the season progresses and one of those teams picked up and they elevate their play and they move up in the standings. Maybe it's the Sixers who elevate to the top three, like we pointed out earlier. Maybe so. Cannot lose in the second round this season, and that's why they will continue to explore possible moves to improve the basketball team. Nice to see Haywood Highsmith, again, two-way player, come up and to get an opportunity to play tonight, 5 minutes and 14 seconds, 1 of 2 from the floor. He made a 3 tonight, so good for him. 610-632-0975. Cannot get knocked out in the second round, but that's the ways to go. They'll be fine. They'll be in the 50s, as we know, win total. Joe in Harleysville joins us in the post. Hey, Joe.
Devon, as always, it's a pleasure to speak basketball with you.
Thank you so much, man. Same to you.
You and D are my favorite hosts for basketball.
I appreciate that.
And I truly appreciate your knowledge. My question after tonight's game, and I've been thinking about this for a little bit, is about Brett Brown. Now, we're stomping the bad teams as we're supposed to. You know?
Yes.
But to move to the next level, Do you think Brett is the coach for the next level?
And I know that's the question that we get a lot, Joe, that can he get them over the top and are they going to have to bring in somebody else, some more veteran coach to do it? I don't know that. I don't know that to say yes. I don't know that to say no. I want to give him an opportunity to see what he does with these three players together. Well, four, because I'm not going to exclude J.J. Redick. I'm a big J.J. Redick fan. So I really want to see what he does and how he gets things done in the postseason now that he has Jimmy Butler. I really do.
What concerns me are still the turnovers.
I agree. And I've pointed out, Joe, where if I see Ben Simmons turning the ball over 11 times, hey, my man, come sit down next to me. You have to be like that. Yes, sometimes you say, all right, you're going to leave your point guard out there, let him snap out of it himself. But there are those times where you really have to call somebody on the carpet and say, hey, this is unacceptable. Come have a seat next to me. Or if the open jump shot is there, whatever it might be, come sit down next. If you're leaving your feet and turning the ball over, and we know that's a cardinal rule, right? Don't do it. Come sit down next to me. So is he that type of coach? Right now, I would say, I don't know, but I would say, no, but he has the opportunity to be that coach.
Well, I'm enjoying the win tonight, and I look forward to another one tomorrow night.
Absolutely, Joe. Another mop-up of the Wizards in their arena next time. Thanks so much for the call, Joe. Thanks for the kind words. 610-632-0975. We always get that about Brett Brown. Is he the one that's going to get the team over the top? Many people say no. And we don't have... See, it's hard to say you don't have enough of a... You don't have enough to really answer that question, because if you just simply want to evaluate him from the years that he's been here, bad teams, young players, development, play calls, substitution patterns, things of that nature, sticking to his guns on certain things where J.J. Redick comes out of the game at the 7-minute mark and he can't really get loose and doesn't change it up because J.J. Redick is already 5 for 5 and just leaves him in there and let him go off until he starts to miss and you say, okay, now let me give him a breather. Those types of things. That's just the adjustment in game and saying, you know what, let's let this happen. It's hard to evaluate and say, can he be a championship coach? Because we don't know that he can or cannot be a championship coach. But you have the right to your opinion. I'm not there yet to say he is not. As I've stated plenty of times, there are things that he does that I do not like. And have no problem saying it. But when he goes and wins 52 games, 16 in a row, that's hard to do in the NBA. Joel Embiid is banged up, limited minutes, things of that nature. Point guard doesn't shoot yet. We know teams are tanking and all of that, so that plays a part in it. But he's still got those guys to help win those games. Play calls, Bellinelli, Ilyasova, J.J. Redick, all of those things, and trying to tap into certain stuff with this team, you have to give him credit for that as well. This year, 27-14, okay, 41 games then. You would have liked to have a couple games. Good coaches win you about six to eight games any season. Then they can also lose you a couple as well. And we've already seen some where we've had questions, like people thought the end of the game where they didn't call the timeout, J.J. Redick and Ben Simmons with the dribble handoff instead of being Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler, on and on and on. Those types of things will happen in the 82-game schedule with these sports and 162 in baseball, 16 in the NFL. These things are going to happen. And he is not, especially here, we know how tough we are. We're going to get on him. We know the game. We're going to pick at him. We're going to let him know. He doesn't back away from it, though. That's the one thing I do like. 610-632-0975. I went rambling for about 2 minutes. My bad. We'll let you guys take a quick breather on the phones real quick. 610-632-0975. We'll get some water. Take it easy. Get some hot tea. Put some lemon in it. You know, soothe the throat, whatever you need to do, because your call is coming up on the other side. This is In the Post with Devon Givens until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5 The Fanatic. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party. at the Met Philadelphia. We're teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and indoor tailgate party.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Met's huge stage and to download your free tickets.
The countdown is on.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Bowl.
Get ready. 97.5, the Fanatics Super Bowl Weekend with Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello? Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah. Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach. Tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach.
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello? It's Barbera's first sale of the year. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Hey, it's Chase Martinez wishing you a happy new year from Window Nation, and there's something to be very happy about this new year. It's Window Nation's triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal. You'll also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for many new years to come. So start this year with Window Nation windows for an inviting, warm, cozy, and comfortable home. But the triple zero sale ends soon. So visit windownation.com today for zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months. On top of that, you'll get $200 off each window with no minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save for new years to come. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more, like military and federal discounts, with your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They help through the customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated and third-party insurers.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugels, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting. You'll find a massive number of basketball betting options. PlaySugarHouse.com offers the most exciting live in-game action on pro and college basketball. Bet point spreads, money lines, and game totals from anywhere in New Jersey. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we pay fast. We pride ourselves on our quick and easy payouts. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
10:52 on a Tuesday night, a winning Tuesday night for the Philadelphia 76ers. 132-115 over the visiting Washington Wizards. They now head to Washington for the second night of a home and home. That, of course, tomorrow right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Devon Givens. This is In the Post with you until midnight, and we've got Joe and Stan and Evan and Ian hanging on with us right now in the post. You too can also do that as well. 610-632-0975. Share your thoughts on the Sixers win tonight. Some questions you might have about the game. Some thoughts you might have about the game and things going forward as well. We've already had questions about how to improve the team, additions to the team via trade, buyout period. And there's a scary video out there. I just want to say this about Nerlens Noel, former Philadelphia 76er. A lot of people liked him. A lot of people, you know, did not. And he was a nice player. And he still is a nice player. Unfortunately, he is a backup now in this league. Pick number 6, as we all know, during the rebuild period by Sam Hinkie. And tonight, as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, he took a nasty, nasty fall where it appeared that he hit his head a couple of times. And he had to be taken off the floor on a stretcher. So you hope and wish nothing but the best for Nerlens Noel, and you're starting to see a lot of well wishes for him around the league and just in general around sports with how the things happened tonight in Oklahoma City where he fell. And unfortunately, Lee was hurt. So we hope there's nothing too serious with it. Serious enough where he had to be taken off on a stretcher. But as everything comes out overnight into the morning, we certainly hope that Nerlens Noel is okay and there's nothing too serious with the injury that he sustained tonight. Also, for the Sixers picking up their win, as we talk about it tonight in the post, we also have to go in and check in on the Philadelphia Flyers. They were down 4-1 for quite a bit. Tonight, they fell to the Capitals 5-3, now 15-22-6 on the season with 38 points currently for your Philadelphia Flyers. They got goals from Claude Giroux, Wayne Simmons, Jake Voracek, and it was not enough as, again, they fall to the Capitals 5-3 in the nation's capital. Similar to, you know, that nation's capital here, nation's capital there. Flyers take on the Capitals, Sixers take on the Wizards. Unfortunately, only one of our teams comes away victorious tonight as the Sixers beat the Wizards, Capitals beat the Flyers, unfortunately. And that's pretty much it for them. And that's it. Let's go back to the phones in the post with Evan in West Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, E?
Hey, good evening, Devon.
How you doing, my man?
Doing great. It's a beautiful night in Philadelphia.
Yeah, get a nice win for the Sixers, and unfortunately, the Flyers couldn't do the same.
Well, this was not my main question, but I had to mention first, I want to say congratulations and welcome to 76ers' new vice president, player development, Annalee Schmidl.
Absolutely. Nice hire.
I think that's a real, I mean, I don't have a lot to base this on, but it just seems like a real forward-thinking move, the kind of thing that's really going to pay dividends on this team with so many young players. I mean, like, TJ is one of the older guys on the team at 26.
He's a veteran. I mean,
yeah, like
4 years in for TJ.
Not something, you know, I mean, we talk about all the players we'd like to see on the Sixers. It's nice to see that the management is a step ahead of you on some things and is thinking of things that you haven't thought of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Nice hire. Absolutely. No question about it.
So my main question, I was looking at the box score. 12 active players on the Sixers tonight. 7 of them attempted a free throw and a three-pointer, excuse me. Every single one of them made at least one three-pointer. That seems huge to me. Like, we talk about the three-point revolution, 7 guys making a three-pointer on one team. I just wondered, like, what's the record on that? You know, like, I couldn't find anything on Google. I don't know how to look for that, but I figured you guys might know where to look for the stats on that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. And again, Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, Furkan Korkmaz, Landry Shamet, Shake Milton,
Amir Johnson,
right? And Haywood Highsmith,
three-pointer,
all connected from deep. I don't know what the record is off the top of my head, Evan, and I apologize for not knowing that, but I mean, it's pretty common. I mean, you look at the Wizards, 4 in their starting lineup. They also had 7 people tonight make at least one three-pointer. So,
That's, I didn't check that.
Yeah, Evan, that's what the league is at this point, man. Everyone shoots threes. As you said, Amir Johnson, everyone shoots from behind the three-point line.
Well, it's certainly a positive development. You know, I mean, so many games it gets discouraging. You see him feed the ball to Embiid inside and, you know, it winds up in a turnover, and it's just nice to know that we have people you can distribute to on the outside. But hey, if anybody knows like what the record for the most players is with a made three in a game, I'd love to hear what it is.
Absolutely, man. Thanks so much for the
call.
Evan, really appreciate it. You have a good night as well. 610-632-0975. Again, I'm not quite sure what the overall number is, but everyone shoots threes around the league. Not surprising that you'll get 7 on any given night from one team overall. Let's go to Stan in Broomall next in the post. What's up, Stan?
Yo, what's going on, Devon? Always a pleasure, my man.
Oh, thank you, man. Always.
Got to get you out to the courts again, man. All the young boys left. They went back to school, so the runs is getting a lot easier now.
Thank you for the invite. Not that it was hard. It was just a lot of people in
there. No, exactly. That's what I'm saying, man. You definitely came on one of the busier weeks, holiday seasons. That's when they all come back from school and all that. But
thanks for inviting me, man. So again, if anybody wants to invite me out to the courts when I'm off here at night, I'll show up.
Yeah, and anybody who knows, yo, Devok and Hoop, he can definitely.
I'll show up.
I definitely like playing with a guy like you. So real quick with the game, you know, I like what I was seeing from Ben. You know, and then he was playing aggressive. Of course, you know, he took a jump shot today. Only took one, but he took the jump shot. He took it kind of early. I like that. I want that to continue on, whether he makes it or he misses. You just got to build that confidence and build that rhythm up. Real quick, I'm going back and forth with my guy on Twitter, and we're talking, and it's from a question that I posed saying, do you think a performance like what you saw from Shamet tonight would not entice, but be a part of a, like, if you're trying to package a deal, let's say you're talking to Washington, you're trying to get Bradley Beal, and you package a deal, and you try to say, you know, a guy like Shamet, could a performance like this entice them to say, okay, you know, we might take a flyer on this guy? And then my guy is like, oh, no, you know, I'm not giving up all those players. You know, what are we going to do about our bench? And I'm like, bro, we barely have a bench now. we barely got a bench now. And if you bring in Bradley Beal, you're talking about Ben, Bradley Beal, Butler, and Embiid as your starters. Then JJ comes off your bench, right? And with the buyouts that you're probably going to find throughout the league around the trade deadline time, you'll be able to fill in that gap. So tell me if I'm crazy for thinking like that. Just let me know, because to me it sounds like it's a good idea. And I we both know, we've said it a million times, the Wizards are a mess, and they likely to do anything.
Yeah, you know I just don't know if they'll move Beal. Still trying to wait out and see what happens with the playoff situation here in the East. That would be my only thing, because the general manager, as you said, they're a mess. There's so much of a mess, they'll believe that they can actually
make it.
Exactly.
Yeah. My thought was just like, okay, you know, at what point do you kind of say to yourself, all right, it might be better just to tear this down?
I agree. They should have done it like 2 years ago.
You got RJ Barrett, you got Zion, you got a few guys who are coming out this year that you might want to put yourself in a position to get and walk out for the whole season.
Stan, how long have I been talking about I hate that team and I love when the Sixers play them because they match up well, because this is awful. And they won't blow it up because they have so much invested in Wall and Beal and Porter. And now you're bringing Porter off the bench now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a mess.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's such a mess. At what point does you blow it up? I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I just feel like if the deal is to be made, I would do it in a heartbeat. Folks, Shamet, Wilson Chandler, the 21.
But do this for me. Look at the other potential packages from other teams and
yeah, put that right. But how many other packages did Butler get did the Wolves get for Butler?
Yeah,
they
gave up those two starters that actually make a difference in Sharj and Covington. And in this case, when you're talking about trading, who'd you say?
I said Shamet,
Fultz.
Wilson Chandler and mostly because, you know, Wilson's the contract coming up.
No, I know. And I just don't know that they will want to. You're talking about two young players in Fultz and Shamet and a draft pick. So I get it. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. And again, thanks for inviting me out to the gym to hoop it up a little bit a couple of weeks ago. If let's say you're New Orleans and you're trying to keep Anthony Davis. What are you giving up? Are you giving up something better in terms of young players? What if it's Los Angeles where you're trying to keep LeBron James happy and you want a shooting guard like Bradley Beal? Look at the talent that they have that the Wizards could potentially ask for in Ingram and Kuzma, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball for that matter. My concern, Stan, is just the other potential packages that are out there made and thrown at the Washington Wizards for Bradley Beal. Everyone knows that they are a mess. Everyone in the league knows that they are a mess. They are awful. Awful, awful. It's just ugly. And they traded and acquired Trevor Ariza thinking that they were going to make the playoffs. Now it's not over. Again, it's only 40 games in, but still. John Wall is now out. Might be a better team with John Wall out. Last year, they were a better team, in my opinion, when John Wall was out, and they were led by Bradley Beal. And I still think like Simmons and a couple other players got snubbed, Kimball Walker from the All-Star team, because they put John Wall in after he played like 20-something games. This is ridiculous. But anyway, he's not coming back this season because of the surgery. It's Bradley Beal's team. They might, Stan, make the playoffs. Right now, in the East, Washington is 16-25. Again, 3.5 games behind Brooklyn. I like Brooklyn. They play hard for Kenny Atkinson. But are they really going to stay in that A spot? Is Detroit going to take it? Orlando, are they maybe going to take it? Charlotte, Miami, right now, the other two teams holding down the 6 and 7 spots in the Eastern Conference. Washington will probably sneak in. It will be because of Bradley Beal. It will be because Scott Brooks is doing a better job coaching with Bradley Beal as the feature instead of John Wall, where the ball is moving. Satoransky playing well at that point guard position next to Bradley Beal, a more willing passer because he's not John Wall. They're going to try to make the playoffs. They made the move to get Trevor Ariza. They're going to play this thing out and see what happens up to the trade deadline and see if they can sneak into the back end. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Brian McLaughlin behind the glass. I'm Devon Givens. This is In the Post. After a Sixers win, after every Sixer game, we go In the Post. And tonight, just like 27 other times, we go In the Post after a win, picking up their 27th victory on this 2018-19 campaign, winning 132-115 over the visiting Washington Wizards, who are now 16-25 again on the season. The Sixers and Wizards go back at it tomorrow night, live from the nation's capital, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tip off at 7 o'clock. You can hear that again. Tom McGinnis on the game call. Pre-game coverage by Brian Seltzer. We will not be on until after the game for In the Post because Ron Jaworski show at 6 o'clock. I want to say, is it Ramblewood Country Club? All right, Jaws is live from Ramblewood tomorrow. So we will not be on before the game. We will be on after the game. So we'll have In the Post after another Sixers-Wizards game. Hopefully another victory for the Sixers, picking up their 28th on the season. So we're talking about the game overall. Season high, career high for Landry Shamet, 29 points. Career high, 8 made three-pointers for him. A rookie record for the franchise. 8 of 14 from behind the three-point line, 8 of 15 from the floor. 20 for both Embiid and Butler. 10 rebounds for Joel Embiid, 8 of 13 from the field. 16 for Furkan Korkmaz, in for the injured J.J. Redick and Ben Simmons. Nice night, 8 of 15 from the field. 17 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, only 2 turnovers in 27 minutes and 44 seconds. Everybody who wore Sixers blue tonight took the floor and they scored the basketball, including Haywood Highsmith, the recently signed Haywood Highsmith, a two-way player for the 76ers and the Delaware Bluecoats. He gets 2 shots off, connecting one of his 2 three-point attempts. So a nice night and an assist as well for Haywood Highsmith. It should have been a thrill for him, a D.C. native, that he actually gets to head back to D.C. tomorrow, hopefully, with the Sixers club and maybe suit up and have an opportunity to play in the nation's capital in front of some family and friends as well. 610-632-0975. So we're going in the post and getting till midnight talking about the Sixers win. What is Landry Shamet's role? What's the best Landry Shamet role? Is it sixth man? Is it trying to figure out some other way to use him at his best? I think they're using him the right way, coming off the bench, being like J.J. Redick. So I like how they use Landry Shamet. He squeezed off 15 shots, 14 from behind the three-point line, knocking down 8. Has to feel good. And he can shoot way better than I thought he would in the NBA. Let's go to Joe in Levittown next on The Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
Good. How are you, Devon?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
A couple issues. The first one is, and you're talking about, you had mentioned acquisitions. I have a question. Why or what happened to Rashid Holmes? Why did they let him go?
Rashawn Holmes was traded in the offseason to the Phoenix Suns, and he is the backup center to DeAndre Ayton in Phoenix.
Yeah. He's a pretty good ball player.
Oh, yeah. My issue with Joe Rashawn Holmes was more of defensive stuff where he was out of position a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
And while he gives you a lot of energy offensively with his running the floor, alley-oops, getting those dunks, offensive rebounds. Defensively on the glass, he wasn't that great, and defensively a lot of times out of position. So, but he was a young player where, you know, they wanted to give him some time to grow, and they felt like they could move on from him, and they did.
Yeah. Well, the second one is Vukovic. He plays with Orlando now. The Sixers had him originally. They drafted him.
Yes, they drafted him, and he did not play a lot under Doug Collins here, no.
Yeah, and he ended up with Orlando, and he's having the best year he's ever had, a career year.
He's likely an all-star.
Yeah, but they're, from what I've read and followed, Orlando may be looking to move them, which they said the same thing last year, and Boston may be interested in picking him up. What do you think of the Sixers picking him up?
The only problem with Nick Vucevic, and here's the benefit of Boston Joe picking up Nick Vucevic, he would start at the center position for the Boston Celtics next to Al Horford, and however they fill out the roster, whether it be Morris, Tatum, and Irving, or Tatum, Smart, and Irving. Marcus Morris is playing so good, I don't know if they want to take him out of the starting lineup. So therefore, again, he would be the starting center. If he came here to Philadelphia, he cannot play the four. He is a five in today's NBA. He's going to have to back up Joel Embiid. He's a starter in this league. I don't see him accepting a backup role like that. Not that he would make a fuss, but I just don't know that you're utilizing him good because you're bringing him off the bench against some second unit bigs and they can't really defend him.
Yeah.
But I just don't see how that's possible. And he's going to go somewhere, maybe to a contender, to be a starting center and not a backup.
And you don't see him as a four.
I do not see him as a four. I don't think he moves well enough in today's NBA with so many stretch fours out there.
Yeah, he doesn't have the quickness that the smaller fours have.
No, he's a smart guy. And it makes sense that he's on a contract year. They drafted Mo Bamba very high. He's the center of the future. Joe, thanks for the call, man. It makes sense. And I get it. I understand where people want to acquire Nick Vucevic, but he's a starter in the NBA. He's not a backup. I just don't see him as a backup. Maybe I'm wrong. I just do not see Nick Vucevic as a backup in today's NBA. And I just don't see him backing up Joel Embiid. There's no question. No question. 610-632-0975. So we have a call from Jen in Doylestown. We want to get to her. She wants to bring up an Eagles point, and we don't have any problem doing that, revisiting what we talked about from the 6 o'clock hour, where it just seems like with this Eagles team on a run again, that we're all starting to get that feel again. That feel that we had last season where they might do it. Not necessarily do it, get to the Super Bowl and win, but do it in terms of beating the New Orleans Saints. A lot of confident fans here locally about beating the Saints. And our question earlier, to go along with our Sixers talk, we can blend sports and the post, right? The post played a big part in the Eagles moving on to the next round against the Saints, since the ball hit the post after Cody Parkey's kick was tipped at the line of scrimmage by Hester, hit the post. We're in the post. Let's talk about the Birds as well. Are you starting to get that feel like you did a year ago with this football team that you're saying, oh, all right, this has that same type of aura, that same type of vibe that we saw last year when the Birds beat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl? It might happen again. Now, it has to again happen by beating the New Orleans Saints, and that's what we're talking about. And when I say have that feel, it's that feel of going into the Superdome on Sunday, beating that team, and seeing what's next after that. But we are focused on right now and what this team can do against the New Orleans Saints. So are you starting to get that feel about the Philadelphia Eagles again that you had last season when they advanced after the Falcons, the Vikings into the Super Bowl and coming away victorious and again giving us our first Super Bowl victory as a city? 610-632-0975. So if you want to talk Sixers again, you're more than welcome. We are in the post talking Sixers win 132-115 over Washington. But we can also go in the post 2 days later from the Eagles' big win over the Bears as we also look ahead to the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans on Sunday, 4:40 kickoff. Jen in Doylestown wants to talk about the Birds. Let's go to Jen right now in the post. Hey, Jen.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Thank you.
So we're actually
we just came from the Sixers game,
but we definitely want to talk some Eagles.
All right, so it's not just Jen. Who am I speaking with Jen?
My husband. Yes. Well, not my husband.
No, not your husband.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for years, the whole station, but my wife here thinks that Foles has a better shot in the future than Wentz. And that's our argument on the way home from the Sixers game tonight. So
and you're more leaning the side of Wentz.
Oh, of course.
What's your name?
My name is Shane.
I'm sorry?
Shane.
Shane, all right, Shane. Jen, I'm more on the side of Shane, where I feel the future of the Eagles is with Carson Wentz. Now, where I will go, Jen and Shane, is if he wins the Super Bowl, Nick Foles again, Shane, you know as well as I do.
Yes.
There's going to be a problem.
Yeah, well,
and Carson Wentz might be the one on the way out. What do you say, Jen? I'm sorry.
I think there's already a problem.
No, there is already a problem, but if he wins again, if he beats the Saints and he lights up the Superdome, guys, we know there's going to be a big problem.
Well,
listen, even if he just beats the Saints, even he got us to the Saints. Let's just start
All right, well, he got them to the Saints, and it is a legitimate conversation, but I lean still with Shane where we agree.
Yeah, here's my whole thing, right? If Wentz was on the Eagles for the next 10 years, he's going to be a top five quarterback. If Wentz is on another team, he's going to be a top five quarterback.
Right.
If Foles is on the Eagles, he could be a top five quarterback. If Foles is on another team, he's nothing.
So he's the system quarterback, like a lot of people talk. Man, we know that every quarterback really is a system quarterback in the NFL, but he thrives here. And I see where you're going. And you know that whole argument, guys, Jen and Shane, where they talk about, well, do you want the next 4 years of Nick Foles where you could potentially get more Super Bowls, like two more? Or do you want 10 years of Carson Wentz and we don't know if you get the Super Bowls because the roster is now maybe depleted because of the amount of money that you had to give Carson Wentz?
We go with Nick Foles. We go with Nick Foles.
Of course you do, Jen.
Listen,
Shane.
I don't know much. I'll be the first one to say I don't know anything. My husband is like ride or die Eagles all the way. I don't know much, but I know Nick Foles is. I know we stick with him for a while.
He has something, Jen. We will agree with that, and I'm sure Shane does too. He has something going on. Guys, I'm glad you enjoyed the game. Thanks for calling in.
I hope I helped out at all.
If not, call back, and we'll figure it out more after they win the Super Bowl. Because
right.
It will be a conversation. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Jen and Shane calling in from the game, but with a different taste to the whole thing of the Foles wins. See, I like that. I like that, the argument between the husband and wife about the Eagles starting quarterback. And it's all about success. It's all about winning Super Bowls. I like it. Again, I lean more towards Shane in the future. But if Nick Foles, let's say they lose on Sunday. We all want them to win, obviously. But let's say they lose, to Jen's point. Because she said it's already a problem. I agree it's already a problem. Shane does as well. It's already a problem. It will be more of a problem if they win in New Orleans. If he goes into New Orleans and they lose, but he goes 24 for 38, three touchdowns, an interception, they lose 32-27. The conversation is going to be there.
If Parkey hit that field goal, the conversation would have been there.
It's still there. Yeah, it is. I agree. The conversation is still there. No matter what the outcome, no matter the outcome of the Chicago Bear game, the conversation was going to be there up until March when they decide to pick up his option or not, the $20 million mutual option that they have. Again, to Jen's point, it's already a conversation. Shane agrees. I agree. But I'm with Shane. I'm still rolling with Carson Wentz for the future. The problem against Carson Wentz is he keeps getting hurt. And I've resisted saying that he's injury prone just like a lot of people. But the evidence is what the evidence is. He keeps getting hurt. He needs to stop getting hurt. Nick Foles gets hurt too, but he doesn't miss the amount of time that Carson Wentz does. And when Carson Wentz goes out, Nick Foles is the one that comes in and lights up the NFL. I don't know. It's a unique situation. All we want them to do is win, because when we say them, we root for the green. We root for whoever's in the green. And right now, Nick Foles is in the green. If the third string quarterback was in there right now winning, we would be rooting for him as well. Would we not? If the practice squad quarterback had to come in because everyone was hurt, we will be trying to devise an offensive game plan for the fourth string quarterback, the practice squad quarterback who's now come in to be the starter, to succeed because he's wearing Eagles green to win. Now, who gives him the best chance? Right now, Nick Foles is, because he's healthier. Busted up ribs, bruised ribs. Carson Wentz messed up back. You don't want to put him out there. He's healthier right now. But if he keeps winning, they get to the NFC Championship game, and he keeps having success, Jen is right. There's going to be a big, big problem in the Eagles' NovaCare Center as they try to figure this thing out. They invested a lot from 13 to 8 to 2 in that draft to acquire Carson Wentz. He looks like a franchise quarterback, but he also looks like he's going to get hurt a lot. He's also going to command a lot of money here very soon. And what does that mean for the overall roster of this Eagle football team? Is he going to take a pay cut? And if so, are they going to surround him with the proper talent? Right now, they're good offensively. They don't have to do much more to that offensive side of the football, except for shore up the offensive line, because guys are getting older and they keep switching at the left guard position. Other than that, offensively, they're okay. It's going to be a busy offseason, but we're not there yet. Let's get this win in New Orleans. And the question is, are you starting to get that feel again? 610-632-0975. Josh and Lansdale still talking Sixers in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, Devon?
What's going on, man?
I just want your thoughts. What do you think about Wilson Chandler?
I like the trade when it happened, because I thought they would be getting a versatile forward who can play both the three and a four position. From time to time, sneaking in and playing the two. They didn't need that because Landry Shamet has panned out. Uh-huh. Now, the one thing I did not expect was for him to be the starting four. So
exactly.
He's
now,
playing.
Do you think he's a starting four?
Right. He's a backup, and he's playing in a role. Not the role. The role is right. It's just he shouldn't be a starter.
Now, would you trade Chandler for Jeff Green?
Jeff Green is such a tease, man.
Yeah, but he did it last year against Boston. He was making them corner threes.
He did.
Jeff Green's a good vet.
No, I like Jeff Green. Every team gets sucked into believing in Jeff Green, and it never works.
Well, then what about Jonah Bolden? I think he could be the real. Not ready?
Nope.
Why is that?
No, he's ready to give you some minutes. He's not ready to give you starter minutes.
So you don't think he has it on the defensive side?
I think he has potential to do some things on the defensive side, and I would like for him to knock down a couple more threes, because we also saw him at UCLA be that type of player where he can do that, and he came in as being billed as a stretch four, and he's not stretching anything but the lower percentage to keep dropping when he shoots threes. So I like him as a player. I don't know how much I want to use him. They need a better four man for this basketball team overall.
So now, do you see them trading for a better four?
I think they will try. Yeah, okay. I do. If not, they'll again scour the buyout market. Yeah, like the Ilyasova spot where they had him at the stretch four, and see where it goes from there. At least Dario Šarić last year where they can get away with it. This time around, after trading for Jimmy Butler, you hope that he's able to kind of take away from any holes that you may have in whatever stretch four, whatever four you have going on there.
Exactly. So I guess we only have, what, two spots for buyouts?
It depends on who you're going to let go. I mean, you can let go of two-way guys. You can get rid of...
Well, didn't we get rid of Jackson?
Demetrius Jackson, yes, but they gave his spot to Haywood Highsmith, who's two-way player right now. And it's not to say that they won't do that later on. They'll have an opportunity to pick up one, and maybe they make a trade where they trade a player for a second-round pick and they leave a spot open. Something like that, because they are going to go and acquire somebody and bring them in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they'll create a spot.
All right, last thing. Is there any news on Markelle Fultz?
Nope.
I know he was going to get rechecked. Nope.
Nope. TOS. That's all it is.
Oh, man.
TOS. All right.
I guess we can just wait and hope for the best.
We can wait and hope for the best, man. Josh, hope for the best for you tonight, man. Have a great night. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Sixers win 132-115 over Washington. They head to Washington right now to take on those same Wizards tomorrow in Washington, right here, 7 o'clock tip on the Fanatic. We also started the rethrow out there. The question of the Philadelphia Eagles, are you starting to get that feel again where you feel confident about them in every playoff game where you think they're going to win and they're going to make that run one more time? They've won 6 of their last 7. They're winning in all different types of ways. They're getting lucky. They're beating teams. And they have the city buzzing again. Are you getting that feel yet again? 610-632-0975. We'll talk about all of that on the other side after this quick break right here in the Post on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. After 17 weeks in the NFL, 12 teams entered wildcard weekend. Only 8 teams remain, and the Eagles are one of them. The Birds travel to the Big Easy to take on Drew Brees and the Saints in a revenge game. Can the Foles' magic continue for yet another week? We're talking Eagles playoff football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E. To 797979.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera.
And
we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello? Your choice, zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah, zero down or from $12,990. That's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice, zero down or from $12,990, and that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach!
I drive Barbera, now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit, just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello?
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez wishing you a happy new year from Window Nation, and there's something to be very happy about this new year. It's Window Nation's triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal. You'll also get $200 off every every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for many new years to come. So start this year with Window Nation windows for an inviting, warm, cozy, and comfortable home. But the 000 sale ends soon, so visit WindowNation.com today for zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months. On top of that, you'll get $200 off each window with no minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save for new years to come. Call 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop WindowNation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Happy New Year from your friends at Vidian Chevrolet of Phoenixville, home of the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado. Shop VidianChevrolet.com today.
Sports Talk, Lansdale, and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It is 11:30 on a winning night here in Philadelphia. Carries over from Sunday, but the Birds start things off, of course, with the big win in Chicago on Sunday. Wild card victory. Sixers pick up the slack tonight, winning again in blowout fashion, 132-115 over the visiting Washington Wizards. Again, back at it tomorrow in Washington to take on these very same Wizards. And a second night of a home-and-home situation. And we've been talking about that tonight. Again, just a solid, solid overall night. Got out to a 32-29 lead at the end of one, but in the second quarter, that's when they blew it open, winning that second frame by 20 points. Landry Shamet leading the way, leading all scores with 29 points. A career high for him. And a career high also, 8 made three-pointers for the rookie shooting guard out of Wichita State, 8 of 14 from deep, 8 of 15 from the floor overall, and they were minus J.J. Redick. Furkan Korkmaz stepped in the starting role for the Sixers, contributing 16 points, 20 and 10 for Embiid, 20 for Butler, 17, 9, and 5 for Ben Simmons, and a lot of rest for the guys because they did not need him. Brett Brown gave the guys pretty much the fourth quarter off and allowed everybody else to close out the game over the Wizards. Again, 132-115. Bradley Beal, the topic of conversation for a lot of Sixer fans wanting to acquire him because they stink. He had 28 points leading the team on 11 of 18 shooting, 4 of 9 from 3. Bradley Beal is tough. Likely be an all-star again, and that's their problem, not ours, here in Philadelphia. And we're also throwing out the Philadelphia Eagles question of, are you starting to get that feel again about this football team, where you feel like, all right, every week we're going to go in there feeling like you can win. There, as a fan, you go into every game believing you are going to win. But then you also go into the game believing you are going to win with a realistic view that the opposition is better than your home team is. So, are you feeling that feel again? Or do you need one more game to get into that feel mode about your Philadelphia Eagles? 610-632-0975. And we threw that one in late. Maybe we can share that tomorrow, too. Do you get that? Do you need that one more to get that feel? Let's go to Sam in Doylestown next in the post. What's up, Sam?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a comment, question for both topics.
Okay.
I'm coming home from the Sixers game right now. And so, you know, I'm kind of just I don't know where you guys were talking about earlier. I just kind of picked it up. But it was a good game. But almost the NBA is almost kind of boring sometimes. Like, tonight was one of those games where the guy in front of me was watching the Kentucky game on his phone the whole time.
But I think it was because the Sixers game got so out of hand.
Yeah, but it's like sometimes I think the Sixers, like sometimes I love to watch them because they can hit jumpers. But everybody in the NBA should be able to hit jumpers. And I mean, it's kind of tonight just didn't feel exciting to me, even at the beginning. And I don't know if that's a product of needing someone like Bradley Beal or if it's just sort of, I play into the, like, Ben Simmons sort of just, like, lackadaisical, we know we're going to win from the beginning, so we're just sort of in that mindset of, like, let's get it done and get out of here so we can just get another W.
So
what do you think of that?
So it's not just tonight, it's often.
Yeah, like, I find myself almost wanting them to kind of go into the fourth quarter Sixer mode where they let a team get close. Like, tonight when it got to 12 and Landry Shamet was getting close to 30 points, the crowd sort of started buzzing a little bit, like, okay, this is fun again. And I was glad for that.
That's because they were blowing the lead, and they're like, uh-oh, are you going to have to bring the starters back into the game?
Right. We all kind of wanted to see how long he was going to let it go, and he actually let it go the whole – he never brought anybody back.
No, because they got it together. They didn't have to bring anybody back in.
Yeah, but it was just – I think a guy like Bradley Beal would be a good pickup. I don't know if he'd make it more exciting for me, but I know that – as a Sixers team, we can hit jumpers, and so I think we can beat anybody on a night like tonight when you have guys like Korkmaz and Shamet who can just step in there and casually hit threes.
Well, I'm not sure when you say they can hit jumpers, they still need guys who can make an outside shot, Sam. Thanks for the call. And they do not bore me. I mean, sometimes with any team, things can get a little stagnant, and you're like, all right, you know, get out of this rut that you're on, and let's do something. Anybody, any team does that. To be perfectly honest with you, I'm not bored by the 76ers. Brian, are you bored by the 76ers? I just want to throw that at you since he shared that with us, that he has this, you know, thing about the team.
No, I thought tonight's game was pretty exciting, to be honest with you, with Shamet burying all those threes.
Yeah, it gave it a side topic because, again, the game was starting to get out of hand, and they were in double-digit leads for most of the night. So, again, it just gave you a little side story to follow. Oh, okay, it's a rookie. He's knocking down all these jumpers. Oh, he might be a little better than we thought he was. And he goes out and he does what he does.
I mean, it's football season, too. It's like right in the heart of the playoffs.
And again, it was a blowout.
Everybody's heart isn't in it.
It was a blowout. Once it was a blowout, yeah, you're going to watch Kentucky or Duke or whatever it might have been, or Villanova on your phone. I'm not bored by this basketball team. And depending on what they're able to do and bring in, it's not going to necessarily lead to that much excitement. It's just overall, what can that player do to help you get to where, reach that level of just being so tough in the East that you're a tough out, that you advance past that second round that we spoke of a little earlier. I'm not bored by the 76ers. Not at all. I'm in it. I think I was bored one night, and that's because they were beating the crap out of whoever they were playing. And I was sitting in this chair like, all right, I'm ready for in the post. I am, because I already know what I want to talk about.
Maybe we're a little spoiled because they're so good now, and you get the rush of the Toronto games,
yes,
and the Boston games, and you know. So tonight, I guess, is a little boring when you're smoking the
Wizards.
That's
what I said. That's what I'm saying. It had to be because, to the caller's point, and again, thanks for calling in, it had to be because of the fact that they had this game in hand early. Had to be. Because they did. They did have this one in the bag. And I was fine with that. Because I don't like the Wizards, and they need to beat down the Wizards. They need to beat down teams like that. And when you have it, when you have a game where you're on the front end of a back-to-back, get your team some rest. Period. Get the team some rest. And that's what they did. They were able to do that tonight. And that's what they're supposed to do against teams like the Washington Wizards. And tomorrow, while it may not be the same tomorrow, right? It's a closer game, but they come away with the victory. That's all. That's all. 610-632-0975. And I'm okay with that. I don't expect blowouts back to back. The teams know each other. They just got finished running up against each other. Let's see what happens, right? You want to see what happens overall with the team. They're going to be a tough out tomorrow. That's all. It's no big deal. No big deal. 610-632-0975. As we again talk about this basketball team getting the win in the Philadelphia Eagles, when you look at the birds, let's talk about it. When you look at the birds, what is it exactly about the birds that you have that feeling? Do you have that feel with the Eagles that they are in that spot again? 610-632-0975. Do you feel good about this basketball, this football team heading into New Orleans where you're starting to again have that feel about this squad? 610-632-0975. Final break for us here before we get out of here for the evening. Chris will lead things off on the other side. Chris, always great points on both the Eagles and the Sixers. So we'll talk to him on the other side. 610-632-0975. If you would like to get in the post before we get out of here, right here on The Fanatic.
The fun given.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic welcomes 2019 by bringing back the 5K a day big green giveaway. Five times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000.
And a chance to qualify for $10,000.
Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter the keyword on the Fanatic app.
Or at 97.5thefanatic.com.
This is a Beasley Media Group nationwide contest. Complete rules available at 97.5thefanatic.com. 97.5 The Fanatic's 5K a day big green giveaway.
Brought to you on 97.5 The Fanatic by TurnersvilleJeep.com. The Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. People ask, what does this mean, I Hate Steven Singer? Well, it's mostly other jewelers that hate me. Why? Because we make the best Valentine's Day gift ever. It's a real long-stem American Beauty rose, lavishly and deeply dipped in pure 24-karat gold. And they last forever. Can you imagine a beautiful flower, a real rose that is preserved forever in 24-karat pure gold? Our famous gold-dipped roses start at only $59. They arrive to your door in a magnificent gift box with your own personalized love note. There must be a catch, right? Nope. Free personalized love note, all guaranteed for life, for only $59. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com or call 888-IHateStevenSinger. Visit us at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. If this is your first Steven Singer rose, I suggest the red. If you're a returning collector, check out our newest premium color, only available at IHateStevenSinger.com. This is a gift she'll cherish forever.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets. With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
gambler. Cold and flu season is here, and I've got just the thing. DayQuil Severe Plus Vicks VapoCool. It is intense, let me tell you. The first time you try it, it'll wallop you just like a blizzard. Those vapors are really a rush. You can feel them rippling through your nose, rushing through your head before cooling down your throat. It's a full body rush. So if you have nasal congestion, a cough, sore throat, headache, anything, and you just want relief, reach for DayQuil Severe with Vicks VapoCool and vaporize your cold. Use as directed.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Clean out your crap. Bring us your scrap. Declutter. Make some money at Armor Metals Recycling. Car parts, engines, computers, wire, peripherals, metals. We take it all. It doesn't matter if it's left over at the job or left out at the curb. If it's metals, we'll accept it. Our six-acre facility features easy tractor-trailer accessibility and two loading docks for unloading pallets, plus 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly accept catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. And you can trust at Armor Metals Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices and the best customer service. Whether you need container, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School. Or at ArmorMetalsRecycling.com. Armor Metals and Recycling, your trusted recycling partner.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. Woo! 97.5, The Fanatic.
Final segment for us in the post tonight, 11:45, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you. Brian McLaughlin doing a great job, as always, producing the show. Before we hit back on the phones, got to tell you about the Super Bowl weekend that's coming up on Friday, February, you know it. What is it, February 9th? And we are hosting Philadelphia's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League for the event to register your team for a chance to play. All right, you want a chance to play? You want to get in there? Go to 975thefanatic.com or go to 975thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets. Prizes will include $1,000 courtesy of Harris Casino, a championship rings courtesy of Steven Singer to the winners, trophies courtesy of Armor Metal, prizes from Royal Billiards, a 2019 season pass to the Met Philadelphia. Plus, just added for the winners. This is great. Each cornhole winner will receive a Honda Grom motorcycle courtesy of our great friends at Deptford Honda Yamaha. And one lucky person will walk out of the Met that morning winning a 2-year lease on a Honda Civic courtesy of Burns Honda. How great is that? That's brought to you also by Harris Philadelphia. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book opening this January. Bet, party, win, repeat. A lot goes into the Super Bowl weekend again. That will be on Friday, February 8th. I said the 9th, February 8th with the morning show. So make sure you guys get out there and take advantage of that. Please do. All right? Let's go to the phones. We don't have a lot of time. Let's squeeze everybody in. Chris and Pennsauken in the post. What's up, Chris?
What's up, my friend?
How you doing, my man?
Good, good. Yeah, you know me. I don't get on cars. But that guy saying he was bored, well, he must not have a season ticket like me for the past 5 years. I'm not bored. To finally see his beating up on the stepchilds, guess what? That's what I want to see. I want to see every time an automatic win. I sent, you know, my oldest one down there with her boyfriend tonight because I had to work, but they had a great time. They weren't bored. It was entertaining. It was good. And I told it, Devon, and you talked about it. You didn't even like the process. I was tired of losing. So guess what? If we're going to play your nephew that's 9 years old, the Sixers, I hope we beat him by 100. Because I was tired of losing. So what that guy said, that's crazy. I just think we're on our way. Everybody's panicking. It's a long, long season. Wait till the buyouts. You know basketball better than anybody on that station. There's going to be somebody's going to be having buyouts. So everybody has. Everybody's selling at the end.
Yep. Yep.
So you know, as my great grandma would say, Christoph, patience is a virtue. But getting on to the Eagles, because I know I'm short for time. I love it, man. Everybody else, you can fight about Foles and Wentz and the Hatfields and the McGuins at the end of the day. That's Howie Roseman's unicorn, man. He ain't going nowhere, and he's our future, and I love Nick Foles. Win me a Super Bowl, Nick, and guess what? I'll put you on the next airplane, and I'll wish you well, and I hope you get $100 million. But Wentz is our future,
yep.
And we had some surprise guys come up in the backfield. And as far as the guys, as the Darby guy that I was willing to give $8-10 million,
uh-huh.
I might be crazy. I'm going to take a bet on these young guys, man. Rasheed Wallace has a chance to start. I never thought that 34 guy was a player. I'm not giving Darby $8-10 million. It's hurt all the time.
Oh, you talking about LeBlanc? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, let's bring in some young guys like the Sixers. Then what the heck? I mean, come on now, Dougie P. He's getting everybody's gig. Everybody said he couldn't do it. Now what's everybody saying, man? Just everybody relax. It's all about Philadelphia, 4-for-4. God bless you and your family. Go Birds and Saints. Guess what? Here's a new one for your T-shirt. Not victory. Nictory!
Chris, thanks for the call. Thank you so much, man. 610-632-0975. He likes the Sixers and how they are. Can't improve. It also feels good going into the Saints game on Sunday. Brian in Plymouth meeting is next in the post. What's up, B? How you doing, man? Happy New Year.
Hey, well, Happy New Year, D. Sorry, I can't match my man's passion, but...
All good.
Yeah, I'm also psyched about the Sixers. We got to get, you know, at least the 3 seed, give ourselves an easy, you know...
stay out of the 4 or 5 spot. Round.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're in position to fatten up. We took care of business tonight. People though, they need to give up on the Bradley Beal thing because, like you noted earlier tonight. I mean, they're not going to be able to match a package that another team could put together if Washington did put him on the market. I think they're actually going to keep him and just tank and have him shut down. But just in general though, it's tough. I'm like racking my brain trying to figure out what we could do to improve this team. But because there's 14 teams in the West that are in the playoff race, there aren't going to be any sellers. Like the teams that are out of it don't have anything worth buying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'd be nice to get a little bit more depth, but you know, I don't see where it's coming from until the buyouts.
And, yeah.
But, thought I'd check in on my way home from the game, and good talking to you.
No, I appreciate it, man.
Sixers, go Birds.
And you're right, man, the buyout situation. The only other one, you know what, one more, Kent Bazemore, if they decided to do something there, I would like that.
That's the one trade that, but the thing is, you would have to give up Chandler to make the salaries work.
Yes.
So is it really worth it to... You know, it's a slight upgrade, but does it really move the needle?
Right, and that's why I would hope it would be a buyout situation. Even though he has value for trade, they wouldn't buy him out. That would be...
Nah, I mean, somebody's going to trade.
Yeah, exactly. That would be Lynn or Dwayne Dedman or something like that. And
I would think about that. I mean, it's definitely worth thinking about. And I would definitely try to get creative and look at... Because I don't think they're going to get another free agent in the offseason. So I would be looking at guys that are under contract in the future because that's really the only... But, you know, to me, that's going to be the only opportunity they're going to have.
Yeah, I got you, man. Well, listen, thanks for the call, man. Again, don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll be talking to you a lot.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Alex in Frankfurt next on The Fanatic. What's up, Alex?
Good evening, Sugar D. What's happening?
Hey, my man. What's going on, man?
Everything's lovely. It was a great win for the Sixers tonight. It helped me out. Because, you know, I do the listening on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
So that helped me out quite well.
Absolutely. But, everybody's happy, and you're happy, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But to answer your question about the Eagles, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic about as far as, you know, us winning against the Saints. I mean, we can do it. We just got to take advantage of the opportunities presented itself.
Right.
Pressure Drew Brees, you know what I mean? Make him uncomfortable. Like, if Jim Johnson were still here, may he rest in peace, he would blitz his Alpha Sierra so much, he'd be like, wow, what the stars look pretty tonight. That's because you're on your back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No question about it.
He would blitz your butt.
No question.
He don't play. But I think that's like a real key, you know, because Drew Brees is a great quarterback, and keep him contained, you know.
Have to.
Like, contain him, you know.
Have
because
to.
If you don't, you're done. Stick a fork in you and pass that A1 toss. You're done.
I agree,
you
man. I agree, Alex. Listen.
I really think they could. But you got to go.
Yeah, we got
to
run,
have a great
man.
Evening.
Talk to you soon.
If it's his will, we will talk again.
No have doubt about day. It, man. Have a
all
great
right.
night. Be safe getting home. Thanks so much. Thanks to everybody. Sorry we couldn't get to all the callers that remain on hold. I'll be back tomorrow after the Sixers and Wizards play again in the nation's capital right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So for my man Brian McLaughlin again, thanks so much, man. Great job. All the callers, all the tweets out there, thank you so much for calling in. We'll check back in with you tomorrow after Sixers Wizards right here in the Post on the Fanatic. Enjoy the rest of your night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.